Meanwhile, the war on motorists coverage gets properly, shriekingly, hysterically silly. And Brexit is bad, says a woman who can do something about it. That and more with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. President Trump is calling on the nations which get oil travelling through the Strait of Hormuz to help protect the passage. He's been writing online this evening after asking the UK and other nations, including France and China, to send warships to the area of the Persian Gulf. Tehran is blockading the route. The White House reporter at The Hill, Julia Manchester, has been telling LBC the Trump administration may be looking over its shoulder at home.
What's very interesting, though, is to see the MAGA media figures split over this issue of Iran. You have commentators like Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson being critical of the president on this interventionist strategy. You also have reports of a split between the president and Vice President J.D. Vance over the interventionist strategy, even though Vance is very much publicly backing Trump.
Three members of the Iranian women's football team who'd been looking for asylum in Australia have decided to return home. Canberra had granted humanitarian visas to seven of them last week. A total of four have now announced they'll be leaving Australia. Police are investigating the death of a baby in central London. More details now from LBC's Joe Hawkins.
Officers were called to Horse Ferry Road in Westminster at 7:30 this morning, following reports that a baby had fallen from a height from a residential property. The baby, aged 18 days old, was taken to hospital, where she was pronounced dead. A 43-year-old woman was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder. Officers say she was taken into police custody for questioning.
Russia is saying it's brought down 65 Ukrainian drones which were heading for Moscow. It claims they were intercepted during an 11-hour period on Saturday. The Ministry of Justice has confirmed the death of the former London's Burning and Grange Hill actor John Oldford. It says he was found dead at a prison in Norfolk on Friday. Oldford had been sentenced to 8.5 years for sexually assaulting two teenage girls. And in sport and in football, Ipswich have improved their hopes of automatic promotion from the Championship. Following a 2-0 win against Sheffield Wednesday, they're now 2 points behind Middlesbrough with a game in hand. West Bromwich Albion's 3-0 victory over Hull has helped their push for survival in the league. LBC weather, clear skies will develop overnight before more rain pushes in from the west. There'll be some hill snow for parts of Scotland and a low in the east of around 0 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Nobody knows who the hell he is. Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective. So the only way he figures that he's going to get reelected, and as sure as you're sitting there, is to start a war with Iran.
Good to know, Donnie. Thanks for that. Thanks for the heads up. These are messages from last night. Conrad says, all this chat about Dubai reminds me of some of the scenes in the film Sex and the City 2. Worth watching, says Conrad. Yeah, I bet it's not. I bet it's not. Sex and the City 2. Oh, please. Kevin says, we have going on around the world, gas prices up, inflation up, and you still want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Get a grip, piggy. That's what he said.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, get a grip, piggy. That's what he said. You believe that? Sitting here getting abuse. I can sit at home and get abuse. And avoid the 2-hour round trip. Sat from Graves, these are messages from last night. Sat from Gravesend says, hi, Ian. It's going all wrong today, Friday the 13th. My company's computer system went down from 6 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Yeah, well, it definitely is going on all day. Who the hell's Ian? The computer system went down from 6 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at work. Well, that sounds like half a day off to me. Great. Monica in Wallington says, my nearly 15 years old... My nearly 15-year-old daughter bought me your book for Mother's Day. I'm officially getting it on Sunday. She says people on TikTok are saying that your book is very funny. It looks like you're famous on TikTok, Nick. Oh, well, I'll have to get myself a little dance then. I'm famous on TikTok. I looked at TikTok for about 30 seconds. I have mentioned this before. I looked at it for 30 seconds. I put it on my phone. I thought, you know, everybody's going on about TikTok. I wonder what these TikTokers are going on about. And I took a look at it and I thought, oh, wow, that's the most addictive thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm taking it off my phone straight away. Never looked at it since. And I recommend that you stop looking at it too. You're wasting your life. Just giving money hand over fist to psycho tech bros who are trying to make you angry and upset and on edge. Ian in Romford says, your sound effects have permeated my brain. While discussing how people gain weight on cruises with some friends, I used your patented cow noise. Now they think I've lost the plot. Yeah, well, you're supposed to play the sound noise, not make it with your mouth, Ian. Because then it just makes it look like you're a cow. How many more of these from last night? Oh, quite a few. But I'm getting through them. Already I'm way ahead of schedule. Chris in Stubbington says, this week I had to call my local water company after a manhole cover in the road started to sink. The water company came out and closed the road. They then said they would have to smash the manhole out, as it probably hadn't been opened in decades, to replace it. What is the point of manholes in sewers if they never open them? Thanks a lot, Maggie Thatcher. Southern water suck, says Chris in Stubbington. Another satisfied customer. Yeah, no. Okay, this evening I have food news. Do you like food? I have bad news about food. I also have Donald Trump asking us for help. Donald Trump asking his ding-a-ling fans for money. It's absolutely staggering. The bare-naked greed is just off the scale. Actually asking people for money. A person that is worth a bazillion dollars.
I make $400 million a year, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, what difference does it make? When he said that, I didn't believe him. I believe him now, but not then. He makes $420 million a day, probably, and some, now, but not then. John says, next week it's going to be hot, hot, hot. Enjoy it. I bet it's not. I bet it's not going to be hot. I can check on that, because they do tend to change their mind with, the direction of the wind. You look at the forecast and you think, ooh, look at that. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday are going to be great. And that's the, that'll be a week ahead. And then by the time you get to Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, it's blooming well pouring down with rain. Why can't they make their minds up? Ooh, wow, look at that. It's almost time for me to change my phone app from centigrade to Fahrenheit. 17 degrees. What is that in proper temperature? Nobody really knows. And quite a lot of sun all next week. Blimey. It's a dream come true. It's happening. Nature is exploding all over the place. And that's the thing about, all the things that obsess us, that, keep us awake at night. Nature doesn't care about any of that. It's going to go ahead and do its business anyway. Marion in South Derbyshire says, hi, Nick, can you tell us when, what's your problem with starting up again, please? I've got withdrawal symptoms. Yeah, me and Carol have been, we've taken a break.
Yeah.
From each other. But it's about time that we got back doing it again, and I do believe that we're going to record our first one back next Thursday. I think it's next Thursday. Next Thursday, yes?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. And then that will be out on the following Monday. So we are back. It'll be out twice a week. What's your problem with Nick and Carol? If you've got a problem that you want us to solve, then you can email it to the following address, nickandcarol@global.com. Yes, I do drag my callers down. Message from my glamorous assistant next door. Leave it to me. I'll do all the work. Not that I'm complaining or anything.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
Angela in Lincoln says, a social media influencer from Huddersfield has told her followers not to worry about fuel prices going up, as £20 of fuel is still still the same price. Well, that's just a fact. Yeah, the price of fuel isn't going up. £20 of fuel still costs £20. That's just a fact. I don't know what people are complaining about. You know, some of these petrol stations, they insist that you pay before they actually switch the pump on. And my question is always to how much do you want? Is, I don't know, how much have you got? I mean, I want to fill the car up. I can't tell you I want £50 worth because it might be too much. What am I supposed to, if I tell the man I want 50 quid's worth and I only can manage £45 in the car, what am I supposed to do with the rest of it? Just like, but take it home in a bag. Just asking questions. I did see that once, you know, when the Ukraine war kicked off and I spent about an hour at after the show, sort of about 2 o'clock in the morning, just touring around all the petrol stations I knew to see if I could find one that didn't have a line of cars from here to the moon and back. And I did eventually, and I did see somebody fill a plastic bag of petrol. I thought, is that a great step forward in road safety? Think about it. Probably not. The stuff you see when, you know, when you're paying attention, eh? Filled a bag with petrol. Steve in Bury St. Edmunds says, visited my local Waitrose the other day and I asked where I could find the premium range of foods made by the company founded by King Charles III. The assistant advised me that if you walk down aisle 3, you'll pass the duchy on the left-hand side. Oh, a listener with material in Bury St. Edmunds. You believe that? 0345-6060-973. Manchester, hello, Sam.
Hi, Nick. You're okay?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, good. Yeah. I was thinking about the current situation with, obviously, Trump, yeah. I think he wants to annihilate all of us.
Annihilate?
Yeah.
Not decimate? Like, reduce us by 10%?
yeah. But no, honestly, on a serious note, it's getting quite serious.
Yeah, very, very serious, yeah. Well, you called the right show for that, absolutely.
No, but, I mean, obviously the Strait of Hormuz, it's obviously quite tight. So, obviously...
It's a tight strait.
Yes, yeah. But he put out a tweet, if that's the right word, that he wants other nations to come and get involved, including the UK.
Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough, I think was the body of the tweet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but the UK, I believe, obviously, we shouldn't get involved at all.
Right. Well, we are involved, whether we like it or not. Prices are going up. Food will be disappearing off the shelves. You won't be able to fill your car up. You won't even be able to fill a shopping bag up with petrol pretty soon.
Yeah, but Nick, have you seen the price of petrol? It's gone up 10 pence in the last week.
Yeah. Well, depending on where you actually get your petrol from, some garages are selling it for 176 pence.
Yeah.
176. Yeah. That's on the motorway where they've got you.
Yeah.
You're just making noises now, Sam.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
What I mean is, like, basically,
What do you mean? Be honest. And why Why do they call it a Strait of Hormuz when it is quite obviously crooked?
It's a very tight squeeze.
It's a tight squeeze. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, honestly, Iran, America, the whole thing is. Obviously, it's horrendous, but think what I mean is, you've got America and Iran and Israel, and it's a very difficult situation.
Well, it sounds like you're all up to date on this whole Iran and America and Israel situation.
Yeah, I am.
I don't think that you've actually answered my question. Why is it called a strait if it is obviously so bent?
Well, because, but that's the way it is.
Right.
You can't change geography. That's the way it is.
Plus, in that area of the map, you can't call it the bent of Hormuz because it's probably illegal against the law.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, as soon as anything else occurs to you, Sam, why don't you let me know straight away? All right.
I will do.
Okay. Excellent work. Thanks for that, man. 0345-6060-973. Text 84850. Email nick@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
LBC.
JP Morgan Personal Investing gives you the clarity to make more informed decisions on your investments, which is great because right now something else just became crystal clear. Your kid just outgrew the kids menu. Now he's ordering a truffle gnocchi? You consider making a don't gnocchi it till you try it joke, but now's not the time. Now's the time to grow his world, one bite at a time. Search JP Morgan Personal Investing. Invest with clarity. Capital at risk.
Hi, I'm looking for a pair of jeans.
Right. Low slung, slouchy, wide leg, bower leg, curved leg, flared, straight or skinny.
Blue?
Fashion. It's hard to keep on top of. Other things, like the upcoming changes to renting, are a bit easier. As a landlord, you will need to get on top of these important changes. They will affect how you manage your tenancies. Act now. Read the guidance at gov.uk/renting-is-changing.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
I'm not scared of a germ. You know, I used to snort cocaine off a toilet seat.
Off a toilet seat? Not the lid, the toilet seat. He opened the lid of the toilet and then put the cocaine on the seat. Well, let's put you in charge of health. Emma says, Jill Scott is a queen. Nick, check out her live album, Experience, Jill Scott, 826 plus. Keep up the good work. Don't tell me what to do. Yes, Jill Scott, her new album is my favourite album of the year so far. It is absolutely blooming marvellous, and I can't stop playing it. It is fantastic. Jill Scott. Write that down. I will check out her live album. And my favourite album from last year, I'll say this again, was Stephen Wilson's The Overview, which was absolutely marvellous. And I'm very, very upset because I wanted to see him do that live. And I didn't realise he had a couple of concerts coming up at the end of the year. But by the time I found out, they'd blooming well sold out.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
Believe that. Dave says, Pete Kegsbreath has eaten $7 million worth of lobster tails and $15 million worth of ribeye steak in a single month. That's what I call the warrior ethos. No wonder he can't do a pull-up. Look up a video of Pete Kegsbreath trying to do a pull-up. Very, very amusing. Dave says, so the Pentagon spent more than $20 million on steak and lobster. One thing every soldier knows, that if they're giving you steak and lobster today, the stuff is hitting the fan tomorrow, and it's going to be a very big fan. Yeah, creating quite a lot of wind, no doubt. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
I know a lot about wind. I know a lot about wind.
A lot about wind, yeah, I know. Okay, here's that story. One moment, please. I have detailed files. Now, I know this doesn't have anything to do with us. We're not, well, I suppose in a way we are paying for it, because it's all connected. The world's all connected. The world is an orange. Pentagon Chief and Secretary of Awesome War and Stuff, Pete, yeah, dude, Hegseth, spent over $93,000 million of U.S. taxpayers' money in September of last year. $93,000 million. I'm not making that up. The regime that's all about saving American taxpayers' money and reducing the debt is wasting American taxpayers' money and increasing the debt. And it was spent last September because if government departments don't spend their allotted funds for the year by the end of September, they lose those funds. So, rather than save the funds, he went on a spending spree that would embarrass Imelda Marcos. Hegseth's use-it-or-lose-it outlay amounted to $93.4 billion in September of last year, the most any agency has spent in a single month, as in ever. Over half of that amount, $50.1 billion, was doled out in the final five working days of the month alone. How can you spend 50,000 million pounds in 5 days? He found a way. And what would the Secretary of Awesome War and Stuff spend $93,000 million on, given that Trump cancelled foreign aid spending of $36 billion in order to supposedly save money? Money that aid agencies used to save the lives of about 3 million people a year. They cut that money that was saving the lives of 3 million people a year, $36 billion. Pete Hegseth spent $93 billion on food and stuff. Oxfam said that because of the cuts in aid by Trump, at least 23 million children stand to lose access to education, and as many as 95 million people would lose access to basic health care, potentially leading to more than 3 million preventable deaths per year. So, given that they're so into saving money, what did the Secretary of Awesome War and Stuff spend $93 billion on? Well, mostly food.
What?
Food. In September alone, the Pentagon bought over $2 million worth of Alaskan king crab. They spent $15.1 million on ribeye steaks, $6.9 million on lobster tails, $1 million on salmon, and $26,000 for sushi preparation tables. Not sushi, the tables you prepare sushi on. The Pentagon also spent $124,000 on ice cream machines and $139,000 on donuts. Because nothing says fighting fit military forces more than $139,000 of donuts. They also spent $5.3 million at the Apple store, not on apples, on computers. They spent $98,000 on a Steinway grand piano for the chief of staff of the Air Force's residence, and $21,750 on a custom flute.
What?
Yeah, that's Pete Hegseth's fallback career, being a member of the band Focus. Is he going on tour with Jethro Tull? A custom flute? I bet Ian Blumin Anderson doesn't pay $21,000 for a flute.
Rock and roll!
And woke alert.
Warning, warning.
The Department for Awesome War and Stuff spent $3,160 on stickers of Dora the Explorer. They also bought $60,719 worth of chairs from the top range brand Herman Miller. And this might be my favorite, $12,540 on fruit basket stands. That is not $12,540 on fruit, but on the stands they put fruit baskets on. I think the entire Trump regime are fruit baskets.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Here is a call in Hackney, North London. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Nick.
Richard.
Yes. I could have supplied them fruit basket stands for half that price.
Oh, well, you should have let them know.
I know. If they'd have just asked me, I'd have been there. It's, look, before I say anything, I just want to discuss Simon Marks for a second, because he needs to be a little bit more careful on his sign-offs.
I think he needs to be more careful entirely, like by disguising his appearance and never sleeping in the same place twice.
Did you hear how he signed off? I think it was on your show, his report.
Come and try and find me, President Trump. Bet you can't. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah. It was the U.S. Still looking for Iran's new supreme leader, Simon Marks, in Washington.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, you need to learn how to put a full stop in there.
That's somewhat letting the cat out of the bag. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is the one job not enough? You need a Saturday job that badly?
Yeah. it's just a temporary position.
Yes, well, I mean... You're talking about cancelled food and education for kids in the States. And there's a similar story, which they've also cancelled or restricted what they call SNAP.
Yeah.
Which are basically food payments. Mm-hmm. And it's going to put, I can't remember how many million school children into food poverty.
Yeah.
And their parents as well.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But they're losers, and Donald Trump doesn't know any of those families. So who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. But they cancelled it because I think it would cost $600 or $700 million a year.
Yeah.
To keep children out of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
But their current incident, whatever, what are we calling it now in Iran?
It's an excursion.
An excursion in Iran. Oh, God. I went for an excursion in Margate. Sadly, it's still standing. The current excursion in Iran is costing $1 billion a day.
A day, yeah. You know, that's awesome stuff that blows up and that they can cut to a rock and roll video. So, you know, money well spent.
But it just made me think, I mean, here in this country, we're always saying I'm thinking about society now. I'm taking a step back.
Oh, yeah.
Big picture. Mm-hmm. I've been forced onto the big picture because I made the mistake of looking at the news headlines and the newspapers today.
Oh, well, you don't want to do that.
No, I mean, it's like there were two big stories. There's a new photo of Andy and Mandy in the Epstein files.
Yeah. I didn't really see what the big deal was. I mean, they're just sitting around. Yeah. It's not like they're in the naughty naked nude. They've got gowns on, and they're just sitting around. Somebody has obviously taken that picture through glass, because you can see the reflection of something or other.
Yeah, yeah. I was unconvinced about the whole Andrew and Mandy and Epstein thing. All this time, I've been completely... It's just not true. But now that I've seen that photo, the scales have been lifted from my eyes, and I now believe it all.
Right. You're a convert. Yeah,
I'm a convert. And the other one was some person I'd never heard of or never seen, apparently spent £500 a week on drugs.
Who's that?
Some guy who was on The Apprentice.
Oh, God. I'll stop you there.
The Apprentice.
You're probably an influencer of some sort.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
This was on two different newspapers. We're in the middle of a war.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least I know that.
Well, you know, war's boring. The thing about news is they want new. If it's still the same war, then, you know, we're bored. Yeah. We've all moved on. Haven't you got anything else?
Yeah. Anyway, this forced me to think about where are we going as a society?
Do you know where we're going to sing?
I'm not going to sing. And I thought, are we meant to be going like, well, we're a market economy and the greatest market economy in the world is the USA. Mm. So are we trying to become the USA?
I think certain individuals want us to become the USA, which is really odd because that's the last country that we should be following the lead of on anything. I think we should be looking more towards Europe, but, you know, certain individuals, those who shout the loudest, don't want that at all.
I'm a nutcase.
Because we've bought in student loans, and I can't think of anything more destructive or un-British than, for example, students, but they have them in America.
Yeah, that's right.
We're now going to up our military spending. And by upping our military spending, we mean we're going to buy more stuff from America.
America, yeah, because those are the people that really excel in blowing stuff up.
Stuff up.
Yeah.
We're going to downgrade our National Health Service because private insurance is available. That's a very American idea. Mm. And it's just like,
it's a pretty much uniquely American idea.
Yeah. When did we get to this point where society is serving the market? We don't need call handlers or
Yeah, when you say Mark, you don't mean market. You mean society is serving the shareholders, because anything that seems to be wrong is explained away with, oh well, we have to maximize the profitability for shareholders. It's the law. I mean, it is actually the law. We have to maximize the shareholder revenue. And it explains everything. It explains why our houses are so hideously small and dreadfully ugly. It's because the shareholders must have the maximum drawdown from the efforts of the house building companies, and it goes through absolutely everything else. But why is the massive supermarkets pay so dreadfully pitifully small wages? Well, because we must maximize the benefit to shareholders. And who are the shareholders? Well, they're a small group of the world's richest families.
I've got something to say about the supermarkets, because I recently read that in Switzerland,
yeah,
you know, that left-wing communist country.
The place of chocolates and cuckoo clocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
The second largest supermarket brand is a community supermarket, where what they do is they set their profit at 5%.
Mm.
And if the profit goes above 5%, they just lower the prices.
Right.
And it's the idea that maybe 5% is enough. 5% is a good return.
Right.
5% year on is fine. But let's be a service to the community and not
and not a drain. Yeah.
A drain. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't think anyone's describing Switzerland as being
communist.
Yeah, no.
I mean, no, they love money in Switzerland. Absolutely love it, they do.
They seem to have a fair number of banks.
Yes.
They're not
known for it, they are.
Yeah.
No, I don't get it either, Richard, but I'm going to have to go. But, keep your ire up at all times. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Just past 10:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
President Trump has called on the nations which get oil travelling through the Strait of Hormuz to help protect the passage. He's been writing online after asking the UK and other nations to send warships to the area of the Persian Gulf. Three more members of the Iranian women's football team who'd been looking for asylum in Australia have decided to return home. Canberra had granted humanitarian visas to seven of them last week. And the Ministry of Justice has confirmed the death of the former London's Burning and Grange Hill actor John Olford. It says he was found dead at a prison in Norfolk on Friday. LBC weather, clear skies will develop before more rain pushes in from the west overnight. There'll be hill snow in parts of Scotland, and it'll be particularly cold where the cloud does break. There'll be a low of around 0 degrees.
This is LBC.
Idle money lies in your current account, picking crumbs out of its belly button, wondering, should I eat them? But when you start investing with Monzo, your money's always busy. It turns on regular investments, invests your spare change, and tops up your stocks and shares ISA. It even helps you make sense of risk and return. Monzo, the bank that gets your money moving. You could get back less than you invest. Monzo current account required. UK residents 18 plus. T's and C's apply.
Our pet's in a pickle. We're here when it matters most. For fuss-free pet insurance policies as unique as they are. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Turn up your taste buds with Dolmio Intensify pasta sauces. From mild creamy garlic and black pepper to bold smoky garlic and sun-dried tomato.
Whoa!
And spicy smoked paprika and chili.
Woo!
Try Dolmio Intensify. Pasta sauces with serious flavour. Dolmio, yeah!
At TfL, we're helping make roads safer. We're continuing to roll out lower speed limits because 20 miles per hour roads have already seen 24% fewer collisions causing death or serious injury. We're also improving junctions to help keep you safe and improving visibility for our bus drivers with new wing mirror cameras. Search TfL Improvement Plan. To the Mayor of London and TfL, every journey matters. Comparison of collisions data before and after implementation of 20 miles per hour speed limit.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
I think this is nonsense.
Thanks, Dave. You're the best. Still not missing you, by the way, but if we do, we will know where to find you. You'll be in the shed where they keep the tools. Alan in Reigate says, these are last night's messages. He says, Nick, hope all is good with you and yours. May I suggest you leave all social media you use and join LinkedIn, a business and professional media where you can keep your sanity and get a lot of proper knowledge, information and truth. Cheers, says Alan. Alan, I can't handle the truth. Somerset, hello, John.
Oh, hello, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. I've listened to loads of other LBC radio programmes like James O'Brien and Sheila Bogarty and all that.
Mm.
And people say I'm a long-time listener and all that. So I was going to say to you, I'm a long-time listener, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm a compulsive liar.
And thank you for taking your call. You missed that one.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I hope it goes well.
It?
This call.
Oh. Well, not so far. Carry on. Let's see how it goes. See how the rest of it goes.
I'm also an avid fan.
Avid? What, like insane?
No, possibly your biggest fan.
Right, how big are you?
I recently stopped taking Mounjaro.
Oh, no.
And it's all gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're the caller on a serious point. I wasn't going to talk serious, but the guy that was talking to you before about economics and all that...
Yeah.
We are the victims, the whole country, this country, of Thatcherism. She was elected in 1979.
Mm.
I know a little bit about this. But the idea that the free market dictates everything, that's what Thatcherism was all about.
Yeah. Trickle-down economics.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's nothing. There's no such thing as trickle down economics. It's only trickle up.
Absolutely. But also the idea that in the labour market they said that supply and demand will just dictate everything and this, that, the other.
Yeah.
And this is why Labour in 1997 brought in minimum wage legislation.
Right.
Because if they hadn't, the wages would just depress to.
Zero.
To literally zero.
Yes.
£3 or £5 an hour.
Well, they want to go back to slave labour. That is the goal of the market.
Yeah.
By which I mean the world's richest families. I mean, we have to keep in mind that it's not some amorphous sort of extraterrestrial thing we're talking about. We're just talking about the benefit to the richest families in the world. You know, I had a bloke on the other day. I was talking about the minimum wage and, you know, it's going up by 50p an hour. And the biggest supermarkets in the country were complaining about that like they were blue in the face, saying, oh, well, you know what? If you do that to us, then we're going to have to hurt... You're forcing us to hurt you because we'll have to put up prices. And I said to this guy, well, you know, they could just make less money. And that suggestion came to him as though I was... I just delivered it from a spaceship. He could not comprehend what I had just said to him. Just make a little bit less money, for crying out loud. They're making billions and billions and billions of pounds. And the idea that if they have to pay their... worst paid staff, 50p an hour more, that they're going to have to put up the price of the food that they sell to maintain their vast profits. It was received as though I was speaking Swahili to him.
I am a major shareholder in Century.
Well, I hope that your bank balance is bulging. Yeah. Can you spare? Hey, buddy, can you spare a dime?
No, seriously, though, while we're on this, you're absolutely right. And they're making record profits.
Yes.
All of these companies, they are making record profits.
Ripping us off, essentially, because these record profits happened after the Ukraine war. Same with the energy companies, same with the oil companies, all of those people. They're making record profits since this supposed economic shock. So they're making that like gangbusters, and how is that not ripping us off?
Exactly, we're all being ripped off. And the other thing, I was going to come to this, right? And I know that you've had several sort of periods of your career, right? In your dotage...
Career.
Your career as a light entertainer.
Oh, shut
right?
up. Yeah.
Shut up, sorry. But you might want to consider voiceovers for people like Sainsbury's, like what's-his-face does it, considered to be a national treasure.
Mm.
what's his name? Stephen Fry, right?
Yeah, right.
These people, I hate them, right? I like their comedy.
Well, there's plenty of reasons to be, I don't know, hate is a strong word, but to not feel positively about Stephen Fry, mostly that he's everywhere. He's absolutely everything. He's been on everything for as long as I can remember. Years and years and years. Normally, somebody like him will come and they'll be on everything for about 6 weeks, and then you won't hear from them again, outside of whatever it is that made them famous in the first place. But he, oh my God, it's like every single blooming new TV programme has got to have Stephen Fry in the front of it.
I agree. Me and you, you're going to be widow twanky to me doing something else in Panto this Christmas. It's like, leave something for the rest of me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Feeling about it.
Yeah, got to go. Thanks a lot, John. 0345-6060-973. Kevin in Sherborne says, here's one for the bingo card. He will have himself embalmed like Lenin and put in a glass case in his new ballroom. No, I think it's worse than that. I think he will have his brain downloaded onto a microchip, and Elon Musk will insert it into a younger person's body. I mean, that's what these psycho tech bros are actually going for, isn't it? This sort of living forever thing. They're not kidding about that. They actually want that to happen. Mark in Cradley Heath says, If Jimmy Carter couldn't get it through Congress for Elvis Presley's birthday to be a national holiday, what chance has Trump got of getting one? Well, he'll just declare it. He won't go through Congress. I mean, he's got a little light excursion going on in Iran at the moment. He's supposed to ask Congress, please, pretty please with sugar on top, can I have a war? And they're supposed to say yes or no, but he didn't bother asking. Just make it up and do it. Will in Sheffield says, I'm listening to your radio show for the first time and it's an absolute fever dream. I don't know whether to be offended, but I've decided to be offended. Yeah, thanks a lot, Will. Wow, have I really got to the end of yesterday's messages already? It's not even the first hour yet. How many more of today's have I got? Oh, my God. Look at that. We're going to have to build a new wing on the internet. Why can't these people just leave me alone? And finally, these last two. Chris says, Nick, is that George W. Bush and the packet of crisps story the real reason why the right hates Gary Lineker? Yeah, George W. Bush almost died. I think it was either a packet of crisps or some popcorn.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was almost done in by something as complicated as a packet of crisps. He used to be the high bar of stupidity for American presidents. Can you believe that? And this text says, finally from last night, let's all send Donald Trump a lorry load of crisps.
Don't be rude.
0345-6060-973. Bath. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Nick.
Laura.
How are you doing?
I am great, mate.
It's my cat's birthday today.
Your cat's birthday?
Oh my gosh, she doesn't get the full one.
How old? How old's the cat?
She's 12.
12? Is that old for a cat?
That's all right. It's all right for a cat.
How old is it in human terms? Give us an idea.
12.
No. If a cat would normally die at whatever it is, then work it out.
Yes? 96.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
96 years
yeah.
old?
Yes.
Well, then she does get the long one. So, a cat normally doesn't live more than about 12 years, is that right?
Well, no, I mean, she's not... No, she probably, like, they can live up to 20 years, I'd have thought.
20? Well, if she's 98 in human terms now...
I don't know, you wanted me to say a number, I panicked.
No, I didn't want you to say a number, I wanted you to work it out. I wanted you to do mental arithmetic on the radio.
But I did other arithmetic for you.
No, you just blurted out the first number that occurred to you.
Yeah, but I might be like Will Hunting, you don't know that.
No, well, I do know that, you failed in this regard. Apparently, the message from next door, 12 years is 64 in human terms. 64 years old.
What does she know? I'm almost a vet.
She knows maths, apparently. Being a vet is something that is not, maths is not required, is it? I mean, you've got, one, two, three, four legs. What else do you need to know?
No, I mean, actually, people think we have to work out the drug dosages, but we don't. We have one of those.
Well, you're not supposed to be.
You're not on a screen.
You're not supposed to be taking the drugs. You're supposed to be giving them.
That's a cheap shot. Anyway, what I called to talk about was, you're talking about the lobster tails for like 7 million,
right?
I actually was fascinated by that, and I went and did non-mental arithmetic. I used a calculator, right?
Yeah.
So, it said, the article said in 1 month, 7 million on lobster tails.
Right.
So 7 million I looked online, about $30 conservatively for a lobster tail.
Yeah.
So 7 million divided by 30 is around 233,333 lobsters.
I mean, Pete Hegseth's going to need a massive freezer.
In 1 month. Sorry, that was very funny, Nick. Very funny joke. Sorry, forgot to laugh because it was too funny.
Am I getting abuse off this call now? Yeah, I hauled you up on your lack of ability in the basic maths doesn't mean to say you can start lashing out furiously.
Sorry, that was uncalled for. Positive news, not positive, just recommendation, there's two brilliant things on Netflix for you.
Oh, yeah, I bet there isn't. I mean, I must have spent hours upon endless hours scrolling through Netflix trying to find anything to watch. And that's what I usually do. I come to the end of the evening and I haven't found a single blooming thing. I've just spent the entire evening just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Why don't you call a friend?
No, I'd rather watch TV.
Well, look, okay, the first one is that Louis Theroux documentary. It's absolutely brilliant. I've watched it twice.
Right, well, I haven't... that's just fresh on. I haven't actually been sitting in front of a TV since that became available. Go on.
Sorry, I just heard from someone that you spent hours scrolling every night.
Who said that?
You said that. Like a second ago.
No, I don't.
That's like the number one on Netflix.
I haven't been in front of a TV since it became available. I'll watch it later. Maybe. Maybe I will. I won't. What's it got to do with you?
The other one, actually, I think is on Disney Plus. Zootropolis 2. Wow. It was way better than the first. And I thought the first was amazing.
Amazing. Zootropolis. Who's in that?
Oh, my God. You've got Jason Bateman, you've got Jennifer Goodwin, you've got Idris Elba.
Is this a cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
What's it got to do with you?
I think it's time to say goodbye, Laura.
I
think you're overexcited. Yes?
One more thing.
And so, finally.
Before you discount Zootropolis 2, there is a scene where...
Well, don't tell us.
No. There's no spoilers. The scene where a pig spills his wine over the floor and he says, "What the pork?" And it cracked me up.
Right.
It was hilarious.
Well, recommend. If that's the level we're talking about, then definitely not. But thanks for the advice, Laura. Keep it to yourself. 0345-6060-973. James in Runcorn says, James Hansen, brackets the latest culprit, has now hacked your soundboard using your "Are We Still Talking About Jeffrey Epstein" jingle on his early morning show today. Damn cheek, honestly. Brackets, from my glamorous assistant next door, I am Hansen's producer and I am directly responsible for this. Apologies. You are directly responsible for stealing my material. So it wasn't James Hansen that nicked it, it was you. Huh? Thumbs up or down? Technically, message coming in. Technically, Aaron. Oh, you... Wow. I think that constitutes being a grass, doesn't it? And you know who knows a lot about grass?
I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world. Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
Are you really saying that Keir Starmer and Yvette Cooper and David Lammy and the rest of them aren't patriotic?
Well, I would agree with that because they have failed they failed to take basic action to defend things like our sovereign base in Cyprus.
It's a low blow to say they're not patriotic. You might disagree with them. They could turn around to you and say, well, you let our armed forces sort of run down over the years, so you're not patriotic.
Hear every side of the story.
If you're one of those fighter pilots hearing that His Majesty's loyal leader of the opposition suggests they've been hanging around while I've been in action, that's wrong, right? That is just factually wrong.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
My name is Beverly and this is my NHS story. I had to make regular journeys to my local CDC for blood tests because I had lymphoma. I think it really helps to know that you've got somewhere local. It was really a godsend.
The government is opening new community diagnostic centres with many already available 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, so the NHS can be there for all of us when we need it. Find your closest one at gov.uk/NHS Fit for the Future. Available England-wide.
What makes a special date memorable? What if that date won you a life-changing £1 million? Every week with a birthday draw, there's £1 million to be won. And you can enter from as little as £1 or via post. Enter by midnight tomorrow and you could win £1 million. Visit thebirthdaydraw.com. Is it your lucky day? From Global and ITV. 18 plus UK only, no purchase necessary.
Hi, I'm Sava, founder of Cool You. And when it comes to getting aircon into London's hot and stuffy apartments and listed buildings, I'm the daddy. For years, Cool You have supplied and installed fully internal aircon systems with no mess, no fuss, and no external condensers. So head to coolyou.london today. Cool You, for a cool, comfortable home.
Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Now, I just wanted to really say that I love you. I respect you. There's nobody I respect more. You're going to do a fantastic job.
Thanks, Tony. You're the best. This says, Nick, don't you find it the most worrying thing about Donald Trump obsessing about shoe sizes is that he is spending all his time in super important meetings regarding the bombing of Iran checking out other men's feet? Hey, Malaria, your husband spends a lot of time checking out other men's feet.
I don't care.
She's actually not that bothered. Doesn't really care. It says, as our world burns, I invite you to listen to Changing Light album by The Ironsides, a Bay Area project that blends psych soul sounds with sweeping orchestral arrangements, says Pat in Belfast. Well, let's try and imagine that. Psych soul sounds with sweeping orchestral arrangements. Well, let me think.
No, 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 no.
Absolutely. Ealing. Hello, Grace.
Hi.
Grace.
I was just thinking when an earlier caller was talking about the ending of SNAP provision that I am really aggrieved also about how Trump has ended USAID and food programs, which are ridiculously cost-effective in providing food for starving people.
Right.
He even ended the distribution of food that had already been paid for. So there were food supplies that USAID had already funded that ended up just going to waste and rotting.
Millions and millions of pounds worth of what do you call them? Prophylactics and that sort of thing, anti-birth devices, and they had been paid for, and they were sitting in a factory, and instead of distributing them to people whose lives may be improved by that, they burnt them.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm really concerned about this because I really care about those human beings. But ultimately, US presidents had set up USAID in large part for the sake of soft power around the world and wanting to kind of extend the US's influence and have people around the world not hate them and also to not have viruses spread out of control that could get back into the US and hurt people.
Yeah.
So it was largely in the US's interest to have USAID. And it's so cheap, it's so cost effective to help these people.
But is it in Donald Trump's interest? That's what you have to ask yourself now.
Well, it would actually be, but he doesn't realise that because he's just too I don't know.
He's too much concentrating on the size of men's feet, yeah.
Well, yes, and I heard this week about all the shoes that he's been providing.
Comical.
But I was just looking now at his Truth Social feed, and the stuff it's bizarre. I mean, someone shared a meme that he's reposted, which is a kind of AI-generated image of various people who've been shot, including Martin Luther King, but AI can't create a realistic image of Martin Luther King, and they're saying that all these people were shot by Democrats, and all this weird nonsense he pumps out. Meanwhile, one of the things he said this week that is so insanely ironic is that the Democrat candidate James Talrico, who I've not been following closely, but he's kind of on the scene now,
Texas,
is an embarrassment to Jesus, Trump said. And the irony is so disgusting. Yeah. I mean,
he is an embarrassment to Jesus. Well, you know, Donald Trump knows more about religion than anybody.
You know, nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me.
So you must keep that in mind, Grace.
Well, yeah, I just, there is so much about what Trump says and does that is completely the opposite of what Jesus taught, obviously. But Jesus said that there would be people who would be fake followers, and that
if
people
Jesus came back to walk among Americans now, ICE would pick him up, they'd handcuff him with his hands behind his back and slam him to the ground. He'd be put in an unmarked van. You'd never see him again.
I can only imagine.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Grace. 0345 6060 973. Adrian in Wicklow says, did somebody misunderstand the memo and took it to mean too literal-like when his ego-stroking administration described Trumpel-Thinskin as big shoes to fill? Big, shiny, ill-fitting shoes clacking all over the White House. I mean, it is exactly what those people deserve, prostrating themselves in front of the dear leader, removing their spines and begging him to use them as floor mats. And he bought them all a cheap pair of shoes, and they're too frightened not to wear them, even though they don't fit. He stood in front of them and guessed what their shoe size was, rather than, you know, what a normal person might do in that circumstance, asking them what their shoe size is. He just looked at their feet and guessed, and then had the shoes delivered to them in that size that he just guessed. And all of those guesses were wrong. And they're either too tight and too small, or they're so big, they look like they're, he got them at the clown shop. They could take two paces and their shoes wouldn't move. Which is exactly what those people deserve. Sore feet. Jane in Finchley says, is it a dire strait? What, the Hormuz? Yeah. And it's not straight either, it's bent. Any fool know that. But you can't call it the bent of Hormuz, because, you know, that would cause consternation among some locals. Clive says, would, could, lease, lend Trump an old rowing boat for $1 million a day? What on earth does that mean? Would, could, lease, lend Trump an old rowing boat for £1 million a day? Makes even twice bread to make no sense, Clive. Check your tweet or your message before you send it. Louise says, in response to the person talking about £20 worth of fuel still being £20, I think I can beat that. I know somebody who was asked whether she wanted her pizza cut into 6 pieces or 8, and she said 6. I couldn't possibly eat 8. Well, that is good thinking. I'm not sure I could eat 8. Make it 6. And however much it is, if you put it on my plate, I'm eating it. I don't care if it makes me sick up to here. Bill says, could anyone have guessed that 6 days after President Trump told Keir Starmer he didn't need the UK to join a war he'd already won, he would be asking the UK to join the war he's already won so that he can win even more? I didn't see that coming, says Bill. Well, I have detailed files on that, and I'll lay it on you in some small while. And Alan in Reigate says, Nick, Trump told the UK the war was won and we did not need to be there, but it would appear that he is singing a different song now and the UK must not send any ship. More stupidity, he is going to put troops on Karg Island, so all hell will break loose soon, says Alan in Reigate. Some of that made sense. And finally, this says, a strait is not a strait, i.e. a naturally formed narrow waterway connecting two larger bodies of water, typically situated between two land masses. Right. Yeah, but that's just a fact, and we are no longer interested in facts on this show. We're all about feelings now, baby. Keep up. 0345 6060 973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The Chancellor has hinted she's looking to support families struggling with the cost of heating oil because of the war in the Middle East. The price per litre has doubled since the beginning of the fighting, but it's not covered by the energy price cap. The Labour MP for South West Norfolk, Terry Jeremy, has been telling LBC something must be done.
I've got dozens and dozens of elderly and very vulnerable residents who are saying to me, look, Terry, I literally can't afford to refill the heating oil tank, and they are turning their heating off. So I've been very concerned this week and made that clear to Treasury. Obviously, we're waiting for the finer details. Getting this out and underway quickly is obviously also really important to me.
The United Arab Emirates is disputing Iranian claims the United States has launched attacks from its territory. It's been responding to accusations that last night's offensive against Karg Island came from the Gulf state. Speaking today, the Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told the news network MS Now, this is not our war.
This is an imposed war against us. We didn't start this war. It was an unprovoked, unwarranted, illegal act of aggression against us, and we are only defending ourselves.
A 15-year-old girl has died and three teenagers have been arrested after a motorbike crash in Buckinghamshire. She was a passenger on the machine, which was involved in a collision with two vehicles on Friday night. Thames Valley Police has referred itself to the policing watchdog. Scotland's First Minister has announced a £10 million support package following the fire next to Glasgow's Central Railway Station. It destroyed businesses and disrupted trains when it consumed a 19th century building last weekend. The death has been announced of the Motorhead guitarist Phil Anthony Campbell. He was 64 and had been in intensive care since a major operation. And in sport this evening, it's been confirmed that next month's Formula One races in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia won't now take place because of the ongoing war in Iran. The sport's governing body says it hasn't been able to find an alternative venue. LBC weather, clear skies will develop before more rain pushes in from the west overnight. There'll be hill snow in parts of Scotland, and it will feel particularly cold where the cloud does break. We'll see a low in the east of around 0 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Right, whatever.
You're joking.
No, there's nothing funny about it. Apparently, he does need our help after all. Donald Trump has asked Britain to help save the Strait of Hormuz from closure. I thought he didn't need the help of people to join wars after he'd already won them. Maybe I dreamt that. That's what he said when Skier said that we would send one of the few aircraft carriers that we've got that don't sink and actually have aircraft to carry. We don't need you, said Donald Trump. The war is over. We won bigly huge, he said. And now apparently the war is not over and he does need our help. I say we do a Donald. Charge him for it. It's exactly what he would do. Let's say $1 billion a day, 10% off for cash. In a post on his comically named Truth Social site, the President of the United States of America asked for help from France, Japan, South Korea and China. China. Fun fact, all of those countries are subject to an economic war started by Donald Trump. You know, those demented tariffs that he illegally inflicted upon us and have caused massive damage to our businesses and our country. Tariffs that were struck down by his own Supreme Court and which he is reinstating by a workaround. And now he wants our help? Now that he's got himself in a pickle? like a moron that's got his head stuck in the railings of a fence and is threatened to kill us if we don't help him to get his head out. Well, there's the option of leaving him there. Except it's our problem too now, because Iran has entirely predictably shut off trade through the Strait of the... Actually, it's Bent. The Bent of Hormuz. And that's where the world gets about a fifth of its oil. Almost makes you think that the best possible thing for this country would be to get off our addiction to oil and gas. Yet, curiously, the same pretend patriots, the oily charlatans in Union Jack socks that are cheering Trump on in this clueless excursion, as he calls this war, are also the people that keep going on about net stupid zero and how we should drill, baby, drill, and how we should get more dependent on oil and gas. Imagine if we got all of our electricity from the sun and the wind. You know, if the technology could be tweaked to the level of efficiency that trees use the sun for the energy to grow to giants and live for centuries, then two things would happen. We wouldn't be held hostage to whatever happens in the Middle East, and a few staggeringly rich people that have interest in the fossil fuel industry would start losing money. And so their supplicants, their fully paid-up cheerleaders, go on about drilling the North Sea for more oil and cancelling wind farms and shutting down solar farms. These people are traitors, not patriots. They want us beholden to their paymasters in the oil and gas industry. And they should be on trial for treason. But they're more likely to be in number 10 than in the dock of any court. And in recent days, Tehran has launched several missile strikes on vessels passing through the Bent of Hormuz, as well as sending its own explosive-laden ships amid threats to send the price of oil to $200 a barrel. All while Trump sends out rock videos on social media of Americans blowing stuff up to the sound of AC/DC, because, you know, it's fun. Trump wrote, "Many countries, especially those who are affected by Iran's attempted closure of the Hormuz Strait, will be sending warships in conjunction with the United States of America to keep the strait open and safe." "We have already destroyed 100% of Iran's military capability," said Donald Trump. "But it's easy for them to send a drone or two, drop a mine, or deliver a close-range missile somewhere along or in this waterway, no matter how badly defeated they are." So, he hasn't destroyed 100% of Iran's military then. And to think that Keir Starmer is getting criticised for not wanting to get into any of this mess. The usual suspects are trying to get us into a war that even the people who started it don't know how they're going to end it, and don't even know what winning would look like. And they don't even know whether they've won or not. Meanwhile, an actual expert, Rear Admiral Neil Morissette, who navigated and captained British warships in the region throughout the 80s and 90s, told the Times, "You have a threat in the air environment, a threat in the surface environment, and a threat in the subsurface environment, and it's an incredibly challenging operating environment." Which is too many uses of the word environment in the same sentence. He said, "I think that's why you're hearing people saying, we hope to escort tankers shortly, because it's probably too high a threat at the moment and the risks are too great," he said. Which translates as, a lot of service personnel are likely to be coming back in coffins or not at all. And it quite possibly will be for nothing. Because Iran doesn't actually need to hit all the ships going through, and they don't really need to hit any of them. They just need to threaten that they will. And those ships won't be able to get insurance. And no insurance means no sailing. I mean, are we prepared to have our boys over there forever? And if not forever, how long? Until a painted clown in the Oval Office gets bored and wants to blow up something else? Like Norway, for instance, for still refusing to give him the Peace Prize.
Oh, shut up!
0345-6060-973. Let's see now. York. Hello, Claire.
Hi. Hi, Nick.
Claire.
Hi.
Claire.
Oh, before I get on to what I was going to say, I just wanted to tell Laura, the vet, that I've got two cats who are 12, and it's 48 in human years.
Apparently my glamorous assistant says it's like 61 or something.
Well, I thought it was 4 years for cats, 4 years for one human year, and 7 for a dog.
Right. It's a bit too quick, really, isn't it? I think that science should have invented cats that last longer.
I know. I hate mine getting each year older now. I really do dread it. Anyway, so I was just thinking back to February last year.
Oh, the good old days.
In the Oval Office, it wasn't a good day at all that day when Zelensky tried to warn Trump. When he said, oh, you know, there's an ocean between me. I don't need it. We don't have to worry here. And he tried to warn him. He says, Wanda, you might feel protected by an ocean today, but a time could come when America will need help in a war.
Right.
And it's quite prescient that.
America is actually asking for Ukraine's help in the war right now. And Ukraine is gladly giving it, while Donald Trump is also giving essentially vast amounts of money to the man who is at war with Ukraine. Good grief.
I know, it's just so depressing. I worry so much about Ukraine and Zelensky because I'm just waiting for Donald Trump just to pull the plug completely on intelligence sharing with us and with Ukraine, you know, because, I mean, he's just so... I mean, he just could do anything. He just doesn't care. I don't think he has a brain that thinks through consequences, hence why we're in this situation, in this war.
Do you mean strategy?
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Zero strategy.
And it amazes me the amount of economic experts I've seen in TV studios, both in Britain and in America, saying, oh, well, it won't affect America as much on the price of oil because they drill a lot of oil.
Yeah.
And it's like 101 economics and understanding of the oil markets to know that it affects everyone.
Well, unless Donald Trump is going to take over the oil companies and force them to sell their oil strictly to the U.S., then the price is going to go up just like it is everywhere else. And it already is. I mean, they pay way less than we do, but still they're hurting at the pumps.
Mm. And also, you know, he called it an excursion.
Yeah.
I really truly believe that was a mistake. And he's heard lots of people talking about war, experts, and they say incursion. And I think that's what he meant to say.
Well, that's more believable than any other thing that I've heard about that. So, yeah, well spotted there, Claire.
And also, tonight on Twitter, Brendan Carr, who's in charge of all the TV licenses and radio licenses, has warned all TV stations to correct course and be more favourable about the war before licences renew. And do you know what? About an hour ago, I was watching the BBC News Channel, which also shows in America, and the correspondent from Washington was talking to the presenter in the London studio, and she was talking about the war, the Iran US war, and then she went into a blind panic as soon as she said war, auto corrected and said conflict.
Really?
And I thought, God, we're in Russia now because of this man. Because you're not allowed to say war in Russia either.
Yeah, that's right. It's a special operation. Which probably translates from the Russian as excursion.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep your eyes peeled, Claire.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Keep your eyes peeled and your curtains closed. Turn out the lights, just pretend you're not in. Alarming days indeed. Yeah, that's a little bit History Channel, isn't it? Hey, America, wake up. It's later than you think. Sonia says, I'm weak listening to you already. I hope when the bombs come, it happens on a Friday, Saturday or Sunday night when you are on, so at least we have a bit of crack as we go. Right. Well, I suppose that's a positive note. Laughing while we're annihilated. Yeah, of course, why not? Jenny in Shrewsbury says, if I give you a great name for Donald Trump, could you wish my lovely husband Mike a happy 62nd birthday for tomorrow the 15th? It's Rory Snackilory. Well, if you give me a great name for Donald Trump, I would wish your lovely husband, Mike, a happy 62nd birthday for tomorrow. But Rory Snackalory does not fit that bill. But I'm going to go ahead and give him the short version anyway. Stu in France says, I sold my nice motor yesterday for a tidy Mendelssohn, which isn't bad, bearing in mind I originally bought for a Ferguson 3 years ago. What on earth are you talking about? What does that mean? Mendelssohn. Is Mendelssohn on the Euro? No. What's a Ferguson? Don't tell me. 0345. So, sitting here in a stew of confusion. 0345 6060 973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
This is LBC.
On a windswept walk in Carmarthen, while someone tries to use your card details to hire a speedboat in Cannes, this is the moment that you relax, knowing that Barclays Advanced Tech has helped to spot the fraud in under a second, and their expert team are on hand to close it down. So you can get back to being windswept. Ooh. Just one of the ways we're protecting our customers 24/7. Search Barclays Fraud Protection. Barclays. Backing your future.
Your life's already digital. From banking and shopping to streaming and learning. So why does sorting government stuff still feel like such hard work? The government is introducing a new digital ID to make access to services quicker and more secure for everyone. But we need to hear from you. Your voice matters. Search Digital ID Consultation to have your say. Digital ID, making public services work for you.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Oh dear. 0345 6060 973. So Iran is continuing to attack his neighbours, and Donald Trump has vowed that the war will end when I feel it. That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, in answer to the question, when will the war end, he answered, when I feel it. Of course, we don't know what it is in this respect. I mean, it could be when he feels it is right, or he might just be feeling it.
Disgusting.
Hey, malaria. Your husband has started without you.
I don't care.
Not that bothered. The chief dude for awesome war and stuff, Pete Hegseth, said that the US will move boots on the ground with as many as 5,000 US Marines deploying to the Middle East from Japan. And it will be totally gnarly and rad, said Pete Hegseth, the United States of America's Secretary of Pocket Squares. The US president said he would make a personal decision when to curtail. With the fighting spreading, global economic uncertainty, the administration is coming under increasing pressure to set a deadline or to come up with a strategy. But as you've just heard, they ain't got no strategy. Meanwhile, Germany is criticising US policy, and France and Italy began talks with Iran to allow their ships through the Bent of Hormuz. And Trump has made a huge gift of billions of dollars to Vladimir Putin as he unbanned Russia from selling its oil. It's almost like they're best buddies or something, him and Vlad. Maybe best buddies with videotapes that the other buddy wouldn't want released to the public, maybe. I'm just asking questions. Facing queries on when the war might end, Trump told Fox News that it would be when I feel it, okay? I feel it in my bones. Which might be because he sits like he doesn't have any bones. I mean, have you ever seen anyone more crumpled than him?
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, okay. Apart from Mr. Blobby, have you ever seen anybody sit more crumpled than Donald Trump? Trump sits like a deflated space hopper. Same colour, too.
Oh, shut up!
In a separate interview, the President of the United States of America paid tribute to his country's military, saying that while this was a war for Iran, the conflict was more of an excursion for the US. An excursion. You know, like you get on a cruise. It costs extra, but you get to see a pottery factory and maybe get the chance to buy some local crafts. Or just bomb the hell out of everything and then sail away. He said, it's been incredible, the job they've done, I would say, to put it mildly, way ahead of schedule. Of course, it's easy to be way ahead of schedule if you don't know where you're going. You could start on a trip to nowhere and call it a success on your second step. We're here! And despite Trump calling it a huge and tremendous success, the likes of which no one has ever seen, frankly, Iran hasn't been told yet, because it's still threatening its neighbours and hitting Israel, as well as the strikes on Dubai's financial district, and no small matter of shutting down a fifth of the oil that the world is addicted to burning. And US military chiefs are forced to concede that they were unable to escort cargo ships and oil tankers through the Bent of Hormuz, a situation that will not be alleviated for a further fortnight or never. They don't know. Still, way ahead of schedule.
Oh, fabulous.
And America's chief dude for awesome war and stuff, Pete Hegseth, insisted that the US had planned for Iran to blockade the strait. Bent. However, last night there were no American maritime assets in the area to protect ships. Just ponder that for a moment. Pete Hegseth insisted that the US had planned for Iran to blockade the strait. But last night there were no American maritime assets in the area to protect ships. So either they didn't plan for anything of the sort, and he's lying, or they did plan and they still didn't get any protection for ships in there, which means he's an idiot. Or both. Chief dude for awesome war and stuff, Pete Hegseth, said, "We planned for it, we recognise it, because ultimately we want to do it sequentially in a way that makes most sense for what we want to achieve. We want to send the right signals to the world when we do so. We are grabbing hold of the objectives that we want to achieve. We are narrowing, not widening, the conflict." Does any of that make sense?
No.
Does it make as much sense as any of Trumple Thinskin's minions come out with on a daily basis?
Yes.
Yeah. And the crisis has persuaded the Pentagon to deploy a U.S. Marine Corps expeditionary unit based in Japan to the Middle East for an excursion. Lunch included. You should take comfortable footwear and be back on board by 6. Meanwhile, Iranian leaders taunted the U.S. by riding motorbikes in the streets. Iran's president was seen riding pillion on a motorcycle through the capital, surrounded by chanting crowds. And Pete Hegseth said, "They're cowering underground. That's what rats do. They're barely communicating, let alone coordinating. They are confused and we know it." Well, they're not cowering underground if they're riding motorcycles in the streets. But we can agree that someone is confused. Maybe it's this ding-dong.
Ding-bong.
0345-6060-973. Let's see now. Finchley. Mark.
Hello.
Mark.
Hi, Nick. It's Mark, yeah. Let me just start with saying you're an absolute legend, man. You've kept me happy throughout the years.
Well, everybody needs a little H-A-P-P-Y-ness in their life. Thanks.
You really are a star. Right, so I've listened to a lot of Trump stuff, and I still remember why I phoned in, but, like, he did just a couple of Trump things here. He invited South American leaders over to some conference, and he couldn't say their names. And when he was saying one of their names, he sounded like Camilla, and that's what he started rambling about Camilla to this South American president, just because it related to the name Camilla.
Camilla? Know? Well, it's a good job he didn't invite anybody from Africa over, because people would be whispering in Donald Trump's ear, "It's pronounced Niger, Mr. President."
Yeah, careful that one. And the guy from Panama then, he went, "Oh, I love rivers, I love canals. You know, I love canals." And the other one, he said, I won't use the exact words.
I love canals. Did he say that?
I love canals, yes. And the same thing. And he said, no, I'm not going to use the word he used, but he said, no other president will get away with this poo.
Yeah. Well,
you know, when have you ever heard any president use any sort of foul language? Never,
Yeah, I've heard a couple, but not as part of a press conference, no.
Yeah,
caught on a hot mic, maybe.
And just before I get to my main point, the problem with Trump in America is there's too many religious right-wing nuts Christians out there, and that's why he's in power.
Well, yeah, too many ding-a-lings. That's why he's in power.
Too many ding-a-lings, yeah, banjos. Banjo players. Anyway, so Nick, the reason I phoned in is because I just wanted to call you for ages, and I've got no one else to share this idea with.
Hmm.
But I thought, why don't they try and open up an NHS in America and use the money generated from that, from the insurance and all the stuff like that, because that's how it works out there, and use that money to spend on the NHS here.
Do you mean we should open a branch of the NHS in America?
Yes.
We should.
Yeah. not me and you personally.
Right, and like a franchise, you mean?
Well, obviously they get charged. They get charged the insurance money, the money that generates. We could use that money to pay for our NHS.
Well, that's not the craziest idea I've heard this week.
It's going nowhere, but I've just got to share that idea.
Yes.
It doesn't sound too bad, though, does it?
Well, now it's out there, it may take on a life of its own. You never know.
Thank you. Anyway, right. You have a good night, man.
Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Mark. Cheers. 0345 6060 973. This text says, is Donnie wearing elastic waist pants yet? And waist is spelt W-A-S-T-E. And I don't know whether that's deliberate or not. John in Bath says, I think the Pentagon's spending is a long con. The itinerary sounds like it went straight to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. $12 million worth of steaks. $37 million worth of lobster tails. Yeah. And $10,000 worth of Dora the Explorer stickers. What do they want those for? I would have thought that that would bring alarm bells over there. Sounds a bit DEI-ish to me. Ian in Cornwall says, Ian Anderson, the leader of Jethro Tull, acquired his first professional flute for approximately £30 in the late 1960s, trading a 1960s Fender Stratocaster guitar for it. I wonder what the Strat would fetch at auction now. Well, not $8 billion or whatever it was that Dave Gilmour's guitar just sold for, that's for sure. They're kind of surprising, really, because, you know, it's not a uniquely visual guitar. It's just a black guitar. It's just the extraordinary things that he could do with it. But owning that guitar is not going to make you sound like Dave Gilmour. It just won't. But it's the most expensive guitar ever sold. And it was at auction, right enough, but it was, what is it, $12 million or something like that, the black Strat that Dave Gilmour used on, you know, all of the biggest Floyd albums. All of those icy guitar solos. We knocked out on that. How marvellous. See, I would have thought that the most expensive guitar would be something that has something visually recognisable to it. Like one of Pete Townsend's beat-up guitars. You know, that has become estranged. The body has become estranged from the neck, held only by the strings. Or, beat this, Jimi Hendrix guitar that he set on fire at Woodstock. There. Bet you can't beat that. 0345 6060 973. Norfolk. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. Hi.
Catherine.
Yeah, basically, I am not very political, I have to be honest with you. And I have actually been almost, I feel, asleep in all of this. I don't know why. Actually, I've just sort of woken up, as it were. Actually, physically woken up as well in all of this. I just thought, I wonder what LBC is doing right now. And I switched on. And
sorry. I'd like to apologise. This is actually the only thing that's on LBC at the moment. Service will be resumed at 1.
Oh, right. Okay. I just want to say that I personally have been deceived. I didn't realise about Donald Trump, and I feel that this is just atrocious, what's happening.
You didn't realise what about him?
I just don't want to go into details, but at the same time, I am really angry about this whole situation. It's
unbelievable. What situation? What is it you're talking about?
He obviously wants to take over the world almost.
Yes.
We're talking kind of like that. And, it's just not right. It's obviously, I just didn't see it. I don't know why, but I also find
you've
the same
only
thing.
Just realised this now.
Yes, I'm a late hour. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
Catherine, how long have you been asleep?
I don't know why it is that it's taken me so long to realise this, but also the same thing is happening in other quarters where I'm being deceived by, you know, basically there's a whole load of so-called Christians, I'm a Christian myself, so-called Christians who actually are not bona fide in the slightest.
Oh, you've just realised that too?
Yeah, I am a little bit late in the hour, but wow. This is the way, yes.
Well, the only thing I can suggest is wake up.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if you've missed that, imagine what else you've missed. She's just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Pondering it a while. Well, as soon as you find out what you've missed, then I want you to let me know straight away, all right?
Okay, thank you for your, okay,
thank
I've got
you
to go.
My attention to this matter. All right, thanks a lot, Catherine. I don't know, that was a bit weird. Wasn't that a bit weird? A little bit. Just a smidge. But it fits right in on this show. 0345-6060-973. By the way, the best of show called The Nick Abbott Habit is available now twice a week in an extended form. It's longer and is available at twice the rate that it used to be, thereby doubling your pleasure. Ask for The Nick Abbott Habit on an internet near you, where you get your podcasts from. It's on Global Player. And if you don't have Global Player, then I recommend that you do. It's free from your app store. And the thing to ask for is The Nick Abbott Habit. It's about 45 minutes long. Comes out twice a week now, Mondays and Wednesdays. I think you'll love it. Clips of old shows, concentrated amusement, The Nick Abbott Habit. Now then, it's... blimey, is that the time already? 11:30? Where does the time go? It speeds by when you're out of your mind. 11:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
The Chancellor's been hinting she's looking to support families struggling with the cost of heating oil because of the war in the Middle East. The price per litre has doubled since the beginning of the fighting, but it's not covered by the energy price cap. A 15-year-old girl has died and three teenagers have been arrested after a motorbike crash in Buckinghamshire. She was a passenger on the machine, which was involved in a collision with two vehicles on Friday night. And it's been confirmed next month's Formula One races in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia won't be taking place because of the ongoing war in Iran. The sport's governing body says it hasn't been able to find alternative venues. LBC weather, clear skies will develop overnight before more rain pushes in from the west. Scotland could see some hill snow and there'll be a low of around 0 degrees.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
This is a shameful, this is a shambles, straight to the point.
How was that allowed to happen?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
Show some evidence, Minister.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. Download it now from your app store, LBC.
And now your travel news. It's starting to look a bit congested on the A4872 southbound. We're hearing reports people are slowing down to look at the Volkswagen Transporter sales event. Apparently you can get £1,500 off any new Transporter. That's any variant, any trim, and any colour until the 31st of March. Now that's a deal worth queuing for. Search VW Transporter offers. UK retail customers, 18 plus. Discount applies to price of all new Transporters ordered by 31st of March and delivered by 30th of June.
Hi, I'm looking for a pair of jeans.
Right. Low slung, slouchy, wide leg, bower leg, curve leg, flared, straight or skinny?
Blue?
Fashion. It's hard to keep on top of. Other things, like the upcoming changes to renting, are a bit easier. As a landlord, you will need to get on top of these important changes. They will affect how you manage your tenancies. Act now. Read the guidance at gov.uk/renting-is-changing.
With a gift in your will to UNICEF, you'll know that the job of making a better world for every child is in good hands. It'll be the start of an incredible journey, connecting you with a powerful community of people working tirelessly to protect and nurture children so they're empowered to take on the world. To find out more about leaving a gift in your will that never stops working for children, search UNICEF Legacy for a free guide today.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Well, the whole world's gone crazy.
Kath in North Wales, Theth, when you just played the RFK Jr. clip, that's, let me see if I can find that. Where is it? This one here.
I'm not scared of a germ. You know, I used to snort cocaine off a toilet seat.
He's America's chief of health. Kath says, when you just played the RFK Jr. clip, you reminded me that Therese Coffey used to be our health secretary. That's right. Well, you know, be fair, when people look at Tories Coffee, they think health. Ann Widdecombe used to be the shadow health secretary, so don't forget that. 0345 6060 973. Bristol, hello, John.
Oh, Nick. Big fan, love your work.
Thanks.
Right, before I get on to my main point, yeah, just a quick one about David Gilmour. Yeah, his Black Strat sold at auction a few years ago for $4 million.
Yeah, that's right.
But the guy who bought it is recently died, and it's been sold back on, and somebody else has bought it for $14
million. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Anyway,
but it's just a guitar. I mean, people, he will point to it and say, that's David Gilmour's guitar. And they'll go, oh, really? Well, what differentiates it?
Nobody plays a guitar like David Gilmour.
What differentiates it from any other guitar, they will say? It just looks like a guitar. Whereas if he'd spent $14 million on the guitar that Jimi Hendrix had set fire to at Woodstock, well, that would be a talking point.
Yeah, but Gilmour, anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nobody plays a guitar like Gilmour, right? I'm a big Floyd head, right? There's nothing I don't know about the Floyd. Anyway, moving on, I feel like I'm living in, like, a mashup.
A land of make-believe?
Two of my favourite movies, right? It's like living in, at the moment, living in Team America World Police, crossed with Doctor Strangelove.
Idiocracy as well is in there.
Yes, and Idiocracy. I mean, it's insane. These people in Washington are a bunch of gangsters.
Yep.
Donald Trump is insane. He's unhinged. Why don't they implement the 25th Amendment? Why can't the men in white coats drag him out? He's completely nuts. They're all nuts. Hezges. I mean, he's conducting it. He's talking about it like it's a...
Like it's a rock video, yeah.
Did you see that video?
I did, yes. AC/DC. Thunderstruck.
While little girls are being bombed to bits in primary schools.
Awesome and huge. That's what they think.
Yeah, these people are nuts. I know we joke about it, but it's beyond satire. We are so far down the rabbit hole.
Well, this is it's the frightening. Condition of the human race. We will constantly be held hostage, and the futures of billions of people will be decided by one or two nutty people.
Yeah. Can I just leave? I'll just leave this on this point. Anyone who's still cheerleading for Donald Trump and his fascistic regime in Washington, they need to give their heads a wobble.
A little bit of a wobble. I'm a nutcase.
There's something wrong with them. Yeah.
all right. Thanks a lot, John. Very, very angry. He's thinking...
We've got a few idiots in our party.
A couple of three idiots in their party, yeah. Take it from the man himself.
Brexit was never going to solve any of our domestic problems.
Any of our domestic problems. If only you'd tell us before we, voted to leave.
Don't vote for reform. It's dangerous. They're a mad, bad, far-right, racist party.
Yeah, okay. If you say so, Nige. You know best. It's actually much, much worse than you think. A fundraising email from President Donald Trump's Political Action Committee promises access to the president's private national security briefings using an image from Saturday's, they call it the Dignified Transfer, honouring six dead US soldiers. There's a picture on the front of Donald Trump giving a salute. He's wearing his stupid MAGA hat. Didn't want to take that off because, it might actually muss his hair up or whatever that is that floats on top of his bald pate.
I don't wear a toupee.
There's a picture of him supposedly being respectful, and they're using that to ask for money. The email sent by Never Surrender, Inc. promotes what it calls a national security briefing membership and urges recipients to, quote, claim your spot, with multiple links to donate money in what it describes as an exclusive group receiving updates about national security threats. He's monetizing national security. It promises that members will receive, quotes, my private national security briefings, unfiltered updates on the threats facing America, the straight truth on border invasions, foreign adversaries, deep state sabotage, and every danger the fake news hides. This is a fundraising email from President Donald Trump's Political Action Committee. The message includes an official White House photograph showing Trump saluting during a dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, the solemn military tradition honouring fallen US service members. A flag-draped coffin, which is used to transport soldiers' remains, visible in the photo, and for the event, Trump insisted on wearing his stupid white and gold MAGA hat, celebrating himself, presumably because it was windy out and his hair might get blown off. The fundraising email says, "I'm the strong commander who stares down tyrants, obliterates terrorists, and never backs down. This is for patriots ready to stand with that kind of unbreakable strength, not for the weak or the wavering." You'd think I'm making this up. I checked this three times to make sure I'm this actually happened. And then it says in all capitals, "I am President Donald J. Trump. You're the only reason we saved America. Now I am asking you to consider making a small sustaining contribution so we can complete the MAGA agenda. Can I count on your support?" And then it links to where you can send in your money. We are living in Team America World Police and across with idiocracy. The email is one of a number of pitches by Trump and his affected, his affiliated PACs, political action committees, that have used the war in Iran to raise money. Dignified transfers, usually solemn affairs, held with when the remains of U.S. service members killed overseas are returned to the U.S. So far, 13 service members have been killed in the war with Iran, and the president has previously said that there will likely be more U.S. casualties in the Iran war, or excursion, or whatever he's calling it today. Plenty more opportunities to get dinglings all fired up enough to send their money in. Those people. They keep giving and giving, don't they, Donny?
I love the poorly educated.
The email says, "These final spots are reserved for my strongest supporters. You are one of them." This is no ordinary membership, the email reads. "As a national security briefing member, you will receive my private national security briefings, unfiltered updates on the threats facing America, the straight truth on border invasions, foreign adversaries, deep state sabotage, and every danger the fake news hides. You'll get the inside scoop direct from me, President Trump, the leader who has rebuilt the greatest military in history and put America first like no one else. Spots are extremely limited to keep it powerful and focused. Hurry, places are limited." You know the number one sign that the email or text that you just got is a scam? The call to hurry. Act now. Time is tight. This sale won't last forever. Stocks are running low. But it's not an isolated incident. Earlier this year, Trump's fundraising committee sent out another first-person email with the subject line, "I'm alone and in the dark." The email itself began with, "Some people are saying this is sad. I'm sitting here alone in the war room, fighting for you," the email said. "The rest of the staff went home hours ago. It's just me, one dying laptop, and the 72-hour countdown clock to my first mid-month deadline of the year just rang." The president continued the email by saying the radical left will flip the House and the Senate in 2026 if the fundraising goal doesn't crush his first mid-month deadline of the year. "And worst of all, your favorite president, me, might just go through another fake impeachment." I did check this three times with multiple sources, and if it's still fake, then, well, I give up. But as far as I'm aware, this is real. But for maximum weird, it's... you might think that that would top all, but no, it doesn't. For maximum weirdness, this can't be beat. "Last year, a fundraising email in Trump's voice plainly asked donors to help him get to heaven. The email, which was sent out last August, asked supporters to donate $15 to the president during a 24-hour Trump fundraising blitz. The email's subject line included the words, "I want to try and get to heaven." Quotes, "I'm hearing that I'm not doing well. I am really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons." Later, and then there's a link to donate. Do you, dear listener, have $15 that you would like to donate to Donald Trump to ensure that he gets to heaven? Because I'm sure that the two are connected. Money and easy access to the afterlife. Later that same day, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt clarified that she did not think that Trump was trying to make a joke. I think the president was serious, she said. I think the president wants to get to heaven. Yeah, well, good luck with that. You know, he was on... This really stuck with me. It was just one of those sort of throwaway things that he does a lot. And he was on the plane, and he was taking, questions, pointing at female journalists and telling them to quiet piggy, that kind of thing, on Air Force One. And he said, I don't think there's anything that's going to get me into heaven. I really don't. And there was this look on his face that appeared as though he was realizing this in real time, that the things he's done will keep him out of heaven. And I thought at that moment, what could possibly have been going through the sewer of his mind when he was saying that? What was he thinking about when he said, oh, I don't think I'm really going to heaven? I'm just wondering. I mean, in unrelated news, none of this has stopped us talking about you-know-who.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Hey, smart speaker. Play LBC.
Good morning, I'm Nick Ferrari. It's time to get to your calls.
First-time caller. A little bit nervous.
Thanks for taking my call.
They have no Navy, they have no Air Force, and they have no leadership. We could call it a tremendous success right now, or we could go further, and we're going to go further.
Hear every side of the story.
Why do people think that Trump wants to bring democracy to Iranians while he's dismantling democracy in his own country?
There is a general feeling within our government that defense is something that we have to vastly up because of what's happening in the world, and they will find a way of doing it.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. LBC, leading Britain's conversation.
Tuesday night on the sofa, watching telly with Mum again.
May Walkers stay with the mothers for life.
This is the moment Stephen chose to speak to Barclays about Mortgage Boost, so he could borrow more with help from family or friends. We're helping first-time buyers get on the property ladder sooner. Search Barclays Mortgages. Barclays, backing your future.
Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage. Subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Jay here knows that Zoopla can provide valuations for any home in the UK, so we can see what that new couple across the road might have paid.
Ooh la la.
Have a nose at what the curtain twitchers next door could sell for, and even see what his own place is worth.
Cool, look at that.
Plus, Zoopla lets you find and compare local estate agents if you do decide to sell up. Think of all those new neighbours you'll be able to snoop on, Jay. If you want to know, just ask Zoopla.
Turn up your taste buds with Dolmio Intensified Pasta Sauces. From mild creamy garlic and black pepper, to bold smoky garlic and sun-dried tomato,
whoa,
and spicy smoked paprika and chili.
Woo-hoo!
Try Dolmio Intensified Pasta Sauces with serious flavor. Dolmio, yeah!
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
I want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
Yeah, it's a radio show, dear. Anne says, did Trump sink the tanker carrying our cottage cheese? I can't find it anywhere. Four supermarket chains and three local shops all cleared out. Cottage cheese?
Disgusting.
Why would anybody want to eat that? Doesn't taste of anything. It's just texture. You might as well eat wallpaper. What are you eating cottage cheese for? Have cheese, Anne. Cheese, better. Ask a cow. A cow will know. Jarvis says, have you noticed if you try to stop the petrol on, say, £40, it will always go over at least a penny? Multiply that all over the country. Well, what I don't understand is, how are they getting away with selling something for 0.9 of a pence? I mean, what else that you buy, ever, anywhere, costs 0.9 of a pence? How are they getting away with that? I mean, they price petrol like they used to price shoes. £29.99. No, it ain't. It's 30 quid. I mean, if the change is a penny, you wouldn't take the penny, would you? You'd say, oh, pop it in the charity. And the charity box would probably reject it. Spit it right back out. I don't really understand that. I just don't get it. 0.9. Huh? How is that being allowed? You can't sell something for 0.9 of a pence. There's no such thing as 0.9 of a pence. I mean, even if you're not using cash, if you're on a credit card, the credit card will not recognise 0.9 of a pence. It just won't. Paul says, I have some Mother's Day words of advice for your listeners. Ah, well, that's very good. Very timely. Thank you, Paul. He says, if you find that you're overloaded with bouquets of flowers being delivered with nowhere to put them, remember that the bathroom toilet brush holder is usually just the right size to be used as a vase. Well, that is just good advice. Thanks, Paul. Hazelmere. Hello, Della.
I'm not sure I like being put on after you said toilet roll holder. But anyway, I've actually got something good to say. First of all, there was a chap, Sam, at the beginning of your show. Do you remember him?
No.
Oh. He was very amusing. I think he should be one of your experts on your show tomorrow night. He'd be brilliant. He was talking about the Straits of Hormuz.
Oh, yeah, the Bent of Hormuz, yeah.
Exactly, yeah, him. So, okay, the miserable bit is this, Trump's asking Keir to send in warships to the Straits.
Yeah, he is, yeah. To the Bent.
To the Bent, yeah. But the thing is, I mean, hasn't this really reached its elastic limit? I mean, what is the point of just doing what he wants? Because he will do what he wants anyway. There's no point trying to appease him.
And coincidentally, that is what Donald Trump's tailor says when he's trying to adjust his trousers. These have reached their elastic limits.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
We're going to have to fashion you another pair, Mr. President.
Don't be rude.
Yeah.
Lou brush holders and Donald Trump's trousers.
Elasticated waists, yeah.
This is like Channel 5 X-rated stuff.
Absolutely dreadful. I can't believe that this is all that's on LBC at the moment.
All right. But so we'll get to something good. Is that this year it's 150th anniversary of Alexander Graham Bell's first phone call.
Oh,
which is
right.
Without which you wouldn't have this wonderful show.
No, that is correct. Yeah. 150 years old since the first phone call. And the phone call was, can you come in here a moment, wasn't it? Something like that.
Exactly. And now it would be, Mr. Trump, can you go away a moment?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I haven't received a text telling me that you were going to call, so I'm not picking up.
Exactly. Something like this. Do you know something I was thinking about was a couple of years ago, my friend's dad died. Don't worry, don't be miserable.
Right.
But they had the coffin in the church and all the adults were standing around, you know, being respectful and everything. And then there were a couple of the little grandchildren and they were sort of tapping on the coffin saying, Granddad, that's enough now. Can you come out? You know, we've had enough. No, but I was just thinking, it's a bit like the current situation. It's like, can we just put all of this away and can you just come back to normal like it was before?
Yes. Can we switch it off and on again?
Exactly, a nice reboot. Yes. Definitely a big boot for him. Especially.
Yes. Well, we're on the same page there, Della. No bat a doubt it.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've got for you, Nick.
Sounds like you said it. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Della. Margaret in Wigan says, I read America is running out of rare earths that they need for all their sophisticated weapons. Look out, Greenland. You're on Trump's hit list next.
We must have Greenland very strongly and with great strength.
Bernie says, even the energy price control thingy only exists to protect energy companies' profits. Yeah, it does. It's absolutely astonishing. When you think about pretty much everything that is ailing us, not the war, just the normal everyday stuff, it is almost all because this sort of unbreakable credo that we must concentrate on maximising shareholders' dividends. And everything else is out the window. Like, forget about everything else. And that's why your wages cannot go up. That's why supermarkets say that if we have to pay the least well-paid of our staff 50 pence an hour more, then we are, then you, the government, are going to force us to put the price of food up. Despite the fact that we, last year, made £1 billion in profits. And to the question, well, can't they just make less money? The answer was stunned amazement that anybody would say something so stupid. No, of course not. We must maximise shareholder dividends. Moron was pretty much the answer that I got. This economist that I was talking to, he'd never heard anything so stupid in his life. Make less money? And who are these shareholders? They're not pension firms. Pension firms don't invest in shares. They're too volatile. They maybe have 4% or 5% tops. It's the world's richest families. Trickle up economics.
Absolutely.
There is no such thing as trickle down. Trickle up. And it goes up and up and up and up and up. Every now and again, I tell you how much the world's richest people made yesterday. I haven't done it in a little while. I'll look it up right now while you wait. One moment, please. The Billionaire Index. The Bloomberg Billionaire Index. Here we go. You're not going to like it. Prepare yourselves. Ah, Elon Musk made £38,000 million in the year to date. He's now worth £658,000 million. Think of £1 million. Think of £1 million in £10 notes. I don't really know, but I would imagine it's something like a cube of tenors about 3 foot by three. Something like that. So imagine that as £1 million. Now imagine that times 1,000. Now imagine that times 65. That's how much Elon Musk is worth. And in the year to date, he made 38,000 million on top of that. And where does that money come from? It's not just magicked out of thin air. Jim Walton, out of the supermarkets, made $615 million yesterday. Oh, the Waltons are doing very well. Rob Walton, same family, $611 million yesterday. Alice Walton, $627 million yesterday. So between them, they made $1,800 million yesterday. And those are the supermarket people in America. And here. I could go on, but it just gets really, it gets really kind of depressing. And they just make more and more and more. And when they make more, they seem to be obsessed with only one thing, making more more. And all of the rest of us wondering whether we can actually turn the heating on. You know, the two are connected. Wake up, the human race. Later than you think. Let's have Oldbury. Hello, Ranjit.
Nick, you're going to crash me into the news again, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Are you doing this deliberately?
It's time. Time has got away from me.
Well, why don't you listen to what I've got to say?
Well, if you hadn't spent the last 30 seconds wasting time, then you would have been able to tell me what you were going to say. Minute and 10.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I'll tell you what, leave it then and goodbye.
Oh, okay. Wow, very, very upset. Cheer up, mate. It might never... Oh, no, that's right. It already has. Phil in Lowestoft says, quick recommendation for you. The new documentary on Paul McCartney's life after the Beatles. It's called Man on the Run. And it's really well done. Prepare yourself for complete satisfaction. Well, I do like the sound of that. Complete satisfaction. Can't pick a hole in that. Yeah, if I had to choose only one Beatles music to listen to after the Beatles, it would have to be Paul McCartney. because I can't listen to that that droney, whiny woman, you know, all of that. I just can't. Paul McCartney was the sweet side of the Beatles, and John Lennon was the sour side. Now, working together, perfect combination. But just the sour on its own? No, not for me. Paul McCartney, on the other hand, he just kept knocking out the hits. All right, I'll put that on the list of the other, like, dozen Beatles documentaries that are knocking about at the moment. There just seems to be a slew of them. But they've, all of the ones that I've seen so far have been definitely worth the effort, yes. All right, I'll take that homework, and I'll... But only this moment, I'll say yes. Yes, okay, giving me homework, and I am prepared to do it. That is my guarantee to you. I will watch it eventually. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight. President Trump has announced he's not ready to make a deal to end the war with Iran because the terms are not good enough. He's been speaking to NBC News in the US and is also claiming Tehran is willing to reach an agreement to end the fighting, which involves Israel as well. But the Daily Mail special correspondent David Patrick Karakos has been telling LBC Donald Trump will be desperate to avoid a long war.
There are certain things that are perennial with Donald Trump throughout his career. The first is, if you want to get to him, it's through financial stuff. He understands. He'll understand viscerally the financial damage this is doing. The second thing is he doesn't like long, drawn-out wars. And I can tell you something. I loathe the Mullah regime. I loathe the Islamic Republic. But if you think Iraq was bad, a ground war in Iran would be Iraq cubed.
Hamas, the Palestinian group which is linked to Iran, has called on Tehran not to target neighbouring countries. It's the first time the group has publicly commented on Iranian policies, but it's still been reaffirming Tehran's right to respond to attacks from the US and Israel. Sir Keir Starmer's energy secretary says the government will go further and faster with its push to make Britain energy secure and to protect consumers. Ed Miliband's been making the promise as part of a response to the conflict in the Middle East. More now from LBC's Joe Hawkins.
Ed Miliband says the new measures will see low-cost plug-in solar panels being made available in the UK for the first time. They'll allow families to generate their own electricity. He's also announcing changes to the way renewable energy is overseen, while repeating a pledge to keep a lookout for consumers. The Competition and Markets Authority has already set out plans to monitor petrol and diesel prices to ensure filling stations aren't exploiting the situation.
An investigation's begun in the Highlands after a laser was aimed at a search helicopter. Police say it happened on Friday night during a mountain rescue operation on Glen Coe. And the former London's Burning actor John Alford has died in prison months after being jailed for sexually assaulting two teenage girls. The 54-year-old was sentenced to 8.5 years in January. The prison service says he was found dead in Norfolk on Friday. LBC weather: clear skies will develop before more rain pushes in from the west overnight. Hill snow in parts of Scotland, and especially cold where the cloud does break. We'll see a low of around 0 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Hi, Annie, how are you?
The studio calls flashing up on the indicator.
Yes, this first call flashing up in Merthyr Tydfil. Hello, Jeff.
Well, how are you doing, Nick?
I am great, mate.
Okay. This war has unintended consequences. The list of people we're trying to get through, you know, the committees in the Goose and Cuckoo, we can't get through it all. You know, it's just too many.
Just names. Ban everyone. Ban everyone. Easier.
No, that's not fair. What if they were innocent? You know, what can I say?
They know what they've done. Innocent.
We were trying to work our way through the list. Lukashenko. Do you know him? Do you know that bloke?
Lukashenko, yes.
He's in Belarus or something. Something like that.
Yeah, one of those bleep hole countries, as Donald Trump would say, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway. We were going into it, and, you know, because we've got to discuss it, it's a democracy. And we're thinking, and then...
Is this what you talk about in The Goose and Cuckoo?
Well, yeah.
Alexander Lukashenko.
Well, it's so busy there that with this name thing, you know, that the fax machine blew a gasket.
Fax machine. Mate, you want to step into the 1990s. You never know, you might like it. Fax.
Anyway. Did you know, and I faintly remember it, there was a Ryanair flight going from, this is all part of Putin's scheme mm-hmm. of undermining the
West. His little scheme, yeah.
Yep. There was a from Greece to one of the Baltic states, I think it might be in Lithuania. And so the flight path took it over Belarus. Okay, and on the plane was a reporter who had crossed Lukashenko and the evil regime with his girlfriend. Okay, now this was a Ryanair flight from a European country to another one,
yeah.
part of the EU.
Right,
and air traffic control, right, radioed up to this plane as it was going through Belarus airspace.
Mm.
And said, "You need to land. You've got a bomb on board, and
what?
We need to. You have a bomb. There's
wow.
a suspected bomb on board,
really?
And you have to land." So they landed as the plane was coming down. This guy who was a journalist and had crossed the regime there,
yeah.
said, "I'm dead. They're coming for me." As the plane was landing, to the passengers around him, and they were all looking, you know, they didn't know what was going on.
Hmm.
The plane lands, doors open, on comes the local goons, looked at the numbers on the where he was sitting,
yeah.
down he came, grabbed hold of him and his girlfriend, off the plane, gone.
So this right? is not a happy story then?
Not really.
Why are you telling me this?
But that's why we ban him. Lukashenko.
Oh, this is crying out loud. You just could have said that you'd banned him without, you know, depressing the hell out of the rest of us. This is what I've been predicting for Donald Trump, by the way. I've been predicting, that was on my bingo list for him for last year, one of the things that he didn't do was pull a plane down carrying one of the people that has upset him that was flying over America to go to somewhere else.
And drag him off.
Yeah.
And lock him up.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really interesting to me about the program tonight, I missed the fact that Donald is thinking about going to heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Except he knows he isn't. And in that moment, it's probably still available on the World Wide Web. He's on his plane and he says, "Oh, I don't really think I'm going to go to heaven." And he's got this sort of laughing sort of face on, and he's realizing as he's saying it, that that's true. And I want to know what he was thinking of that made him say that.
It's, I think it may be finally, because he's 80 this year. You know that, don't you? He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
He's thinking about the afterlife. Isn't he? It's crossed his mind.
Yes, now what I'm saying is, why did he think in that moment, I'm not getting into heaven? Because he said it jokingly, but what was he thinking that he had done to make him say that he was not going to get into heaven? Well, you know, because he makes a big song and a dance about being religious, and he holds the Bible up, and he has that ludicrous scene of all those people putting their hands on him and praying to God that... you know, thank you, Jesus, for sending Donald Trump to save America and all that stupid nonsense they get up to over there. So he makes a fist of being religious. In fact, he said...
You know, nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me.
Than me. No one has done more for a religion of all types than me, said Donald Trump. And then the same man says, I'm not going to get into heaven. And then does this sort of laughing like, yeah, I know what I've done, but I can't let on. So I want to know what he was thinking about. But I have an idea what he was thinking about. But, you know, I can't say it. I can't say it out loud because he'll sue me for
$8,737,540,000.
Approximately.
But you see, every single person at some point in their lives must have a realization of what's going on. That will he get to heaven?
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
I think most people are fairly decent. They live their lives fairly decently. I mean, we all do stupid things and we all make mistakes and we all do things that we wish that we hadn't. And, you know, if we had our time again, then we'd correct that error. But to not get into heaven, I mean, I don't associate it, well, you know, whether heaven exists or not. If I had to guess one way or the other, I'd probably say no, it doesn't. But if it does, I really don't think it has anything to do with going to church or reading the Bible or whatever is your book of choice. I don't think it's got anything to do with that. I think it's just being a nice person. Did you spend your life doing good to other people, or were you a total rat bag and caused everybody to hate you?
Well, I think we know where that falls.
Yeah, we know which way that falls, Donny.
Oh, shut up!
Yeah. All right.
The thing is,
yes.
If you're talking about heaven, I mean, it's a ridiculous concept, isn't it? Clouds and harps.
Well, that's what people imagine it is, whether... If it does exist, I'm sure it's not like that any more than Jesus is that long-haired white surfer dude in all the pictures. You know, but you know, I'm sure it's not like that. That's just what that's what people imagine.
But before you go.
I'm staying. You're going.
The fax machine couldn't handle the guy who's in charge of Slovakia. Because he's got all these funny little squiggles all over his name.
Uh-huh.
So it's unpronounceable. So you don't know what it is, do you?
Right, but whoever he is, he's banned. Yeah, all right, thanks a lot, Jeff. 0345-6060-973. Hannah says it was a pretzel that nearly choked George W. Bush.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, well, it's good to know, Hannah. Very, very dangerous, pretzels. I don't really get pretzels. Why would anybody want to eat pretzel? It's just a twisted bit of dough. You can't put anything on it. You can't put anything on a pretzel. What's it for? It's bloating and, I mean, bread. I get bread. You can put all sorts of yummy things on bread. Bread, but not pretzels. What are they for? Bagels, ditto. It's like two small white bricks. Stuck together. Absolutely inedible. How are they a thing? Jan says, not Stephen Fry, Nick, Claudia Winkleman, as in too much, everywhere. A little bit everywhere, Stephen Fry. And it's like I said before, some people go through a period of being everywhere. Like I can remember years and decades ago, Kenny Everett was everywhere. He was on every advert. He was on every TV show. He was, love Kenny Everett. But then he wasn't on anything anymore. You know, the time came and all these casting agents or the people who do adverts, they all said, oh, who should we get? Oh, let's do Kenny Everett because he was funny on this other ad. And that's kind of how it goes. People in the business have got absolutely no imagination, no ideas, so they just want to play safe. And the safest thing to do is to get the person who was in the last ad that they did or somebody else did. So Kenny Everett was everywhere. But Stephen Fry has been everywhere for as long as I can remember. It's like he's been everywhere my entire life. And on that subject, Jan says, not Stephen Fry, Nick, Claudia Winkleman. The appalling... Claudia Winkleman, says Jan. I refuse to watch anything called Traitors now. Her own celebrities have a book or film to promote, show, but the thing she was brilliant at, the dancing thingy, she gave up. Oh, do love Winkleman in the piano comp show and years before she was good on film. Wow. That makes absolutely no sense, Jan. but I think I kinda, sorta get what you're saying, but not really. I don't think I've ever watched anything with Claudia Winkleman more than about 5 minutes. I tried that Traitor show. Everybody was going on and on and on about the Traitor show. I thought, okay, you beat me into submission, I'll try it. Absolutely appalling. How can anybody watch that stuff? It was just a bunch of airheads over-emoting to try to become a thing on television. It was shockingly bad. And the entire country was obsessed with that. Or rather, I think we were almost sort of beaten into submission to become obsessed with it, because it just got so much press coverage. And I think that the press, they just, like the advertising companies, they have absolutely no imagination of any kind whatsoever, and they just look at whatever other competing newspapers are writing, and they just think, oh, I'll just write that. So everybody is trying to keep up with each other writing about traitors. It was just abysmal. I am absolutely stunned that they would make two of those, never mind about it becoming like a phenomenon. Sing. 0345 6060 973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
This is LBC. Think of a date that's special to you. Now imagine if that date won you a life-changing £1 million. Every week with a birthday draw, there's £1 million to be won. And you can enter from as little as £1, or via post. Enter by midnight tonight, and your special date could win you £1 million. Visit thebirthdaydraw.com. Is it your lucky day? From Global and ITV. 18 plus, UK only, no purchase necessary.
Hi, I'm looking for a pair of jeans.
Right. Low slung, slouchy, wide leg, bower leg, curved leg, flared, straight or skinny?
Blue?
Fashion. It's hard to keep on top of. Other things, like the upcoming changes to renting, are a bit easier. As a landlord, you will need to get on top of these important changes. They will affect how you manage your tenancies. Act now. Read the guidance at gov.uk/renting is changing.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
So they opened their big mouths and out came talk.
This text says, hi Nick, I just thought you might be interested to know that Sweden abolished its minimum wage. Yes, that's right. Sweden did abolish its minimum wage, but the result was not what you would imagine if the minimum wage was abolished in this country. Employers didn't say, right, we'll pay you nothing. In fact, you'll pay us for the pleasure of working here. Because, you know, it's Sweden. And I didn't really know much about it, so I looked it up during the break, and it says the following. Or it. By it, I mean AI.
Affirmative.
Sweden does not have a statutory national minimum wage. Instead, minimum wages are determined by sector-specific collective agreements negotiated between unions and employers' associations, ensuring high coverage. As of 2026, the minimum salary required for a work permit is 33,390 a month. That's 90% of the national wage. No law setting a minimum hourly wage or monthly wage. But to obtain a work permit, you've got to earn 90% of the median salary. When the median salary in this country is like, I don't know, they tell us it's 35,000, but that's the average. The median is the thing that is most frequently earned, isn't it? There's three averages, I know that. This is all statistics.
Boring!
I'll stop talking about it right now. Let's see. Tooting. Hello, Jan.
Hi, good evening, Nick.
Yes, Jan.
Yeah, I want to say, I've got a few points to say, but can I just first of all say, because you weren't doing your show when it was my birthday, so I recently became a year younger.
You became a year younger?
Yes.
Really?
I'm getting younger, yes.
Well, you certainly are looking very, very fresh, if you don't mind me saying so. When was your birthday?
25th. A few days before this war broke out.
A few days before the war. Okay, well, then you gave the especially long one.
I'm
that's what I was waiting for. Ah, oh, that's cheered me up no end.
There you go.
So, Nick, I was ringing up about, I've got a few points to make,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to leave out the point about Musk, so I'm hoping I will have the time to make these few points. So one is that, you know, there's a lot of speculation that the son of the Ayatollah that's been exterminated is actually, he's never been seen, and he's the speculation about him being badly injured.
He's been exterminated?
Affirmative.
No, but he's not, it's been said that Even if you know, he may be alive,
yeah.
He may be badly injured.
Right.
Most of his family have been killed, you know, when yeah. his father was killed.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying that it doesn't matter, even if Trump had eliminated all the family,
yeah.
the power would still be with the, what do they call them, the Islamic Revolutionary
right.
Guard, because they've got...
The power has been disseminated out to the various arms and wings, and
they're
taking the head off, don't make no, never mind.
Yes, yeah, so they're the ones in power,
yeah.
And they're the ones who... The Trump isn't... They're not really fighting. They can't really fight this theocratic power.
No,
you know, they're as bad as. Well, they're not as bad. I mean, have you seen that the Hesketh, the picture of Hesketh today about that he looks crazy?
Who, Hesketh?
Yeah, Pete Hesketh.
Yeah, he does look crazy. Yeah.
No, seriously. Weirdly, there's an unflattering picture of him. There's a media ban because he looks really scary.
Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, the war secretary, and he's likening the war. He's really he's likening the war as like an 11th century thing between Christian crusades.
Yeah, I'll sum his argument up for you. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy in a way, because he's a white nationalist. I mean, what do they call him? An evangelist of the white Christian nationalism.
He just seems to be weirdly obsessed with having his pocket square just so. That just really rubs me up the wrong way.
Yeah, no, I think he does everyone. But he looks really terrifying in this.
Nuts.
Have you seen the photograph of him?
Oh, I've seen many photographs of him. Yeah,
they're banning it now.
Total awesome dude in charge of war and stuff. Yeah,
they're crazy. But, Nick, and what's happened is that it's a terrible situation. I mean,
it's a sad, sad situation.
What is going to happen for the Iranians that
Sing.
Are there?
Yep.
Nick, the internet is blacked
I know. It's,
out.
It's all awful. What are your other points?
Yeah, I'll leave that one. So, like, coming to the one, I wanted to know what you thought about Musk. Musk has been granted a license to supply electricity to the British households, and there's a bit of an outcry about it.
Musk? What, the guy who did the double Heil, how are you?
Yes,
that guy.
he's been doing it since. He's now look. They're giving it to him now. They say he has to keep with Ofgem's, regulations. But I think Ed Davey, Lib's thing says it ought to be blocked. He shouldn't be allowed to do it. He's a national security investment.
Absolutely,
he's a threat to our national security.
Of course, yes. We want. I personally want absolutely nothing to do with him. That man is apparently stopping making cars and has started to make robots instead.
Affirmative.
He seems to be of the idea that people will want a robot that is stronger than them, that can go faster than they can, and will never sleep, will be awake 24 hours a day, and they want it in their homes, a robot that has been programmed by the guy who did the double Heil, how are you? That guy.
And they want them to look more human than ever.
Than Elon Musk. Yeah.
What shocks me, Nick, I don't know, is that I found an article a few days away from the one out today about Tesla giving the go-ahead to supply electricity to British households, is the one that he's actually been running an electricity generator since 2020.
He's been running an electricity generator since 2020.
Tesla has been involved in the UK energy market since 2020.
Yeah, but they have those places where you can juice up your car.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think, is America looking to take over Britain?
Well, I think that they've taken over most of it, and you know whatever's left, they'll pick through the bones, and you know just put on their plate what they like.
If
certain individuals have their way, then that process will be sped up no end.
I'm a nutcase.
Yeah.
But he's not only got those South American countries he wants, it's Cuba. He's already taken control of Cuba's oil.
Yeah, but what's your point?
No, my point...
Yes.
No, my point is that, well, where are we going with this war? Is this going to be a third world war?
You're asking me? I don't know. Let's find out when we get there, Jan. Isn't it exciting? Cheers, my dear. 0345-6060-973. Stevie says, my partner absolutely loves your Trump impressions. I know this probably isn't the usual request or messages you get, but can you possibly please say a big hello and happy Mother's Day to Caitlin from the Bow in Greenock in the Trump voice, pronounced like Bow from Bow and Arrow? No. But thanks for asking. Max says, rather than being able to put your brain on a chip, before that actually happens, they will arrive at the point where they can make a computer chip and that knows it's alive. In the end, it would be easier to digitalize the world and put you in a computer version of that world. Wow, you just blown my mind, Max.
Yowza.
Yeah, sounds a bit Matrix-y to me. I think I want to take the red pill and the blue pill together. You know, see what happens. 0345-6060-973. Oxfordshire, Owen. Owen. Too late. Let's have Cheltenham. Hello, Vivian. Am I doing it right? Is that two in the row on the Nicky Abbott show? I think everything is fine. That's very weird that two in a row wouldn't happen. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Glasgow. Hello, Robin.
Hello.
Ah, finally, a human being. Yes, Robin.
I was actually just calling in because my husband listens to you all the time in the car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're driving home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to hear you say that you don't like bagels.
Bagels, awful. What's a bagel for, by the way?
What would you have on your bagel, Nick?
I would take my bagel and I would put it in the bin where it belongs.
No. Right, Nick, this is what you're... Do you own an air fryer?
Yes.
Okay, so first mistake is don't toast your bagel in a toaster. You're going to put the bagel into your air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put it to bake.
Yeah.
Going to do that for about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Then you're going to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have, it's got to be Lurf Pak butter.
Yeah.
My preference would be Lurf Pak with jam.
Right.
So always butter first, then the jam on top. But you could also have it with scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things. They're so much better than just toast.
Yeah, but it really isn't though. So you got that wrong. Bagels. I mean, you'd put the butter on it, I understand that, and the jam, I'm fully on board with that, and then you put it in your mouth, and then, because it's a bagel, you'd still be chewing it next Tuesday.
No, but you don't put them together, you eat them in two halves.
No, I still get that, but even so, it's like eating cement.
No, Nick, do you know where you're maybe going wrong? You're maybe buying New York Daily bagels. Try a Warburton's bagel.
Without mentioning any brand names?
Oh,
it's
well,
less
sorry.
Like it's less like cement and more like trying to eat a bicycle tires in a tube.
And pretzels. Have you never had a jalapeno and cheese pretzel?
Oh my God, now I'm really feeling ill.
Well, trust me, they're delicious, Nick.
See, I can understand that you would want to disguise a bagel with some tasty stuff that you would put on top to, you know, to kind of kid your mind into thinking that you aren't actually eating a bagel. But you can't do that with a pretzel. What can you put on a pretzel? Nothing.
Well, do you know why the hole in the middle is there for a bagel?
No.
No. So
go
the
on.
Goal is to help it bake better, but also, fun fact, they yeah. used to put a string through the hole and that's how they hung them up in the bakers.
Yeah, but that's not what the hole is for, though, is it?
No, it helped. The hole is to help it bake evenly and it gives it that shiny glaze on the top.
Right.
But the hole also came in handy to put the string through years ago and it hung up in the bakers.
And it also creates less friction when you throw it through the air out the window.
Well, it's my number. I eat a bagel every single day in life.
Robin, you really need to widen your food intake.
And my husband makes me them every morning before I go to work, and he makes the best bagel. And we've learned the toaster just doesn't do the job. Telling you, Nick, try it in the air fryer and it'll change your life.
Well, the air fryer is not good for anything else, so, I mean, I might as well give it a go, I suppose. The air fryer is absolutely...
I'm not going to get into that with you, Nick.
It's a rubbish instrument. It really is absolutely useless. It can't do anything.
What have you tried to make in your air fryer?
Well, I bought it specifically because I thought chips. It's supposed to be great at making chips, yes? No, it is not. It fails serially at making chips. Worst chip maker ever.
Do you like sweet potato?
Yes.
Okay, next, this is going to change your life again.
Right.
After your bagel in the morning, mm-hmm. at night time, I want you to get your sweet potato.
Yeah.
Wee bit of oil on it.
Mm-hmm.
Rock salt, black pepper.
Yeah.
Put it in your air fryer.
Right.
And then you put it in
Put the entire thing in the skip.
No. Put it in... And put it on for half an hour.
Yeah.
At air fry, take it out, and you can put whatever you want in the middle.
Right.
You could have chili, you could have chicken, you could have whatever you want, and I'm telling you, it is delicious.
If it's in the air fry for half an hour, that'll give the pizza delivery guy just enough time to get over.
The healthier option, Nick.
Who cares about health? We're all going to die, Robin.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah, not this weekend, maybe not, no. Fingers crossed. All right, good talking to you, Robin. Thanks for that. I am absolutely not going to do any of the things that you just said. I mean, I might be slightly loopy, but I'm not out of my mind. Oh, blimey, look at the time. It's just past 12:30 on LBC. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
President Trump has announced he's not ready to make a deal to end the war with Iran because the terms aren't good enough. He's given an interview in the US and is also claiming Tehran is willing to reach an agreement to end the fighting. Sir Keir Starmer's energy secretary says the government will go further and faster with its push to make Britain energy secure and to protect consumers. Ed Miliband is making the promise as part of the response to the conflict in the Middle East. And the former London's Burning actor John Alford has died in prison months after being jailed for sexually assaulting two teenage girls. The 54-year-old was sentenced to 8.5 years in January. LBC weather, clear skies will develop overnight before more rain arrives from the west. There'll be hill snow in parts of Scotland and a low of around 0 degrees.
LBC.
When I realised there was demand for our business in overseas markets.
When I wanted to sharpen my business skills with training that wouldn't break the bank.
When it was time to turn my passion into a thriving business venture.
When I needed advice I could trust.
Whether you want to grow your business or even start one from scratch, we'll help you access the support you need when you need it. With free tools, insights and live or on-demand training, the UK government is backing your business. Visit business.gov.uk to find out how.
The future isn't always clear, but at Yorkshire Building Society, we help you focus on the milestones that matter. The little moments and the big days. The times they need you and the moments they grow. Focus on what matters, saving for their future and yours with a cash ISA from Yorkshire Building Society. Rated a Which recommended provider for savings accounts. Search YBS Cash ISAs to open an account with us.
Wide.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Sideline, please.
That's Karen McGiffin, by the way, and we are back with our podcast. It's going to be back on Monday week, I believe. If everything goes to plan, Monday week, we'll be back helping people. because that is our mission in life, is helping people. Ain't that right, Carol?
Yeah.
If you've missed us, then there are over 300 episodes of the podcast that I do with Karen McGiffin up there available on the Global Player or the... No, I don't think it's on the LBC app. I think it's on Global Player. Or where you get your podcasts. It's called What's Your Problem with Nick and Carol, in which the delightful Carol McGiffin and I try to solve people's problems while laughing like drains. So that's back on Monday week, having taken a long break. Paul says, I'm so very tired tonight. The cat had me up at 4 a.m, wanting breakfast super early. Could you please read my message out as I'm going to bed and will know where to catch up tomorrow morning? Well, you're going to bookmark it from now. Yeah, no. No, I will not read your message out. I don't wonder when you can't make me. Witham. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I wanted to talk about Beelzebub and his little fleet he has in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
Because he's seemingly now ordering countries to send their own ships into the Strait of Hormuz to risk getting blown up.
Yeah, bent.
But not his own.
Bent of Hormuz.
Yeah. Even though it's a war he started and then blamed us all for not joining in with him.
And told us that it was over. He said, we don't want you, the UK, joining us in a war that we've already won.
Yeah, so sending our ships to join a war to support American ships even though they've already won.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
And there's not many American ships there. I mean, Pete Hegseth said that because he got very snippy, kind of snippy like Nigel Farage gets when he's asked a perfectly reasonable question by a journalist. He gets very, like, touchy and snippy and starts, you know, sniping back. Just can't take it. And Pete Hegseth said that, you know, what do you mean we didn't have any plan? We knew exactly what was going to happen to the Strait of Hormuz, and then, in pretty much the same breath, admitted that they don't actually have any ships there right now. At that moment, they didn't have any ships there. So if they knew that it was going to happen and they didn't put any ships there, then these people are idiots. We're going to follow idiots into war?
Well, they are just plain stupid, because if I had spoken to a single Gulf state, they would have been told the first thing Iran will do is shut the Strait of Hormuz and choke off the world's oil supply.
Right. I don't know anything, and I could have told you that.
Yeah. But another
No, Nick, you know loads of things. Why'd you say that? Don't do yourself down.
Well, you know, I mean, if we can predict this sort of thing and they can't, we're in deep trouble.
Deep trouble.
But there's another thing as well. There's the European fleet that's been building off the coast of Cyprus.
Mm.
At the moment, you've got, I think, 2 French ships, including their aircraft carrier. You've got a German frigate, a Dutch frigate, the Spanish and Italians have sent ships, the Greeks have sent 2 frigates, we're sending our destroyer.
God, it's going to be like...
So you've got all of these European ships in the region.
It's be like dodgems on sea.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of European ships now in the region. And this is coming right as Trump is now seemingly ordering these ships to now go into the strait in place of his own.
Right.
It's just the arrogance of it. It's breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we should say no. And furthermore, no. But, unfortunately, we are the ones that are going to suffer more from that, the bent of Hormuz getting all blocked up, than America, which is, you know, it's going to be Europe and Asia that suffers the most initially, certainly. And America is self-sufficient in oil, even though they will suffer price rises just like the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean, we are basically at the mercy of the United States for the time being.
Yeah.
Until Americans get hit hard enough by Trump's own actions to finally get rid of him.
Right. At which point, he will declare a state of emergency and cancel all future elections, and they'll be stuck with him forever.
Yeah, or he'll go full-on dictator and start sticking other people in polling stations.
Yeah, there won't be any polling stations. Elections will be cancelled for your safety.
Well, they do tend to have elections in dictatorships, even just elections.
Yeah, that's right.
Like in the North Korean elections.
Vladimir Putin wins 99% of the vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that 1% is, unfortunately, they walk past an open window in a high tower block. Sad.
They had misfortune of flying over Moscow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks a lot, Alex. 0345 6060 973. Stevie says, you'll eat anything on your plate. Yeah, I do believe I said that. What's your opinion on pickled eggs? I'll tell you my opinion on pickled eggs through the medium of noise. Stevie says, I love them and can eat a full jar, no issues. Well, that is, that's way too much. What are you doing to yourself, Stevie? He says, my partner, on the other hand, won't even come near me if I've had them and is almost sick at the smell of them, says Stevie. Well, then, maybe you shouldn't eat a full jar. Or maybe your partner should make a different life choice. I'm just trying to be helpful. Evan says, regarding the US defense audit, they missed out the $2.4 million for the Brill Cream to create Hegseth's Ken doll hairstyle. I think they bought the flute so he can lead the next military parade playing freestyle jazz, given that the last parade he organized was so successful. Yeah, I'm surprised that Emperor Squeaky Tanks hasn't ordered another parade.
Oh, shut up!
Because the last one was laugh-out-loud funny. And, you know, we are in need of amusement right now. Think about it, Donnie. Henley on Thames. Hello, Duncan.
Hello?
Duncan.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello. I just wanted to remind you, Donald's just realised that he is not the Messiah. He's just a naughty boy.
Very naughty boy, yeah.
He is.
He should get spanked. Metaphorically speaking.
And the, whatever he says about finishing the war in Iran, he must remember that Mr. Putin was told that it would only take 3 days to go into Kiev.
Yes.
4 years ago.
Right.
And the aeroplane that was made to land in Belarus, when I moved apartment in Moscow, my old beat policeman phoned me at my new apartment, which was a completely different number.
That's not just alarming at all.
Just to see how I was.
Yeah. Just checking on you.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Duncan. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the warning. It was a little like speaking to a telegram. I mean, I know I throw in silence every now and again, but to come on. Pick up speed. Wake up. Nikki from Kent says, Nick, I'm so fed up with looking at that ugly great lurch in the White House. When is Gavin Newsom going to come along and at least we can get some eye candy? I really like him, says Nikki. Jeremy says, Farage tweeted a mocked-up image of a fiver with Trump's face on it today. So I think you're going to have to add him being on your money as well to the list. Well, that is on the list, Trump's face on money, and that's happened already. He's got that. It was, I think it was gold dollar coins, something like that. It was, you know, you could exchange it for goods. It wasn't in, he's not on the dollar bill or anything like that. He'd probably insist on being the $100 bill, wouldn't he? But that has happened. Did Farage actually tweet a mocked up image of a fiver with Trump's face on it today? Did he? Did he really? I mean, how out of touch would you have to be to think that the British public want that? I think he's, I mean, if that is true, then Farage must be just giddy to be in the presence of that much power and money. Had rather forgotten the fact that the British people hate Trump like poison. But, you know, maybe the cult members of, you know, Farage's cult members, I think they love Trump too. The feeling that I've expressed out loud many, many times is I think that the Farage cult wants Donald Trump to take over this country and rule it as a dictatorship, because only then will we be truly free.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Clive Bull.
Trump wants the UK to send ships to the Middle East to help the passage of oil tankers. What should we do? Plus, would you buy a plug-in solar panel from the supermarket?
Clive Bull at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
Chase is the digital bank that gives you 1% cash back on groceries.
So, can I get cash back on cake mix?
Indeed.
And icing?
Yep.
And sprinkles?
Sure.
And candles?
Yeah, and you can turn all that cash back into a nice birthday treat.
How do you know it's my birthday?
Just a hunch. Get 1% cash back on groceries, fuel and everyday transport when you spend with Chase. Search Chase Bank. 18 plus UK residents. 1% cash back on this debit card spending for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Eligibility and exceptions apply. May be changed or withdrawn.
Did you know that if you buy your train tickets early, you could get a better price with Southeastern Advance Tickets? Whether you're planning a fun family day out or heading into town for a meeting, the earlier you buy, the cheaper your ticket could be. See our terms and conditions to check if it's the right ticket for you. Buy your advance train tickets now from the Southeastern app or website and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
I'm Natasha, and this is my NHS story. I went to the GP because I'd found a lump in my breast, and the GP referred me to a CDC centre. It was just really welcoming from the moment I arrived. To just be reassured all in one day was fantastic.
The government is opening new community diagnostic centres, with many already available 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, so the NHS can be there for all of us when we need it. Find your closest one at gov.uk/NHS Fit for the Future. Available England-wide.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
We are running late. John in Ashford says, my lovely, lovely 92-year-old dad passed away today. Trump remains. Where's the justice? Yours feeling very, very hurt this evening, says John. Well, don't look for any reason. There ain't no rhyme. There ain't no reason. It's all totally random. It's all luck. And ours is wobbling a bit at the moment. It says, I think the PM Blobbo cult during lockdown is the inspiration for the current abominable Doughman cult. I think he's talking about you, Bodger.
I can't comment on that.
Can't comment on that. Liverpool. Hello, Patrick.
Morning, Nick. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Nick, I have to phone up because I totally agree with you. I'm sorry you've been talking about something completely different from bagels.
But I'm
with you on bagels, mate.
Awful.
Oh, my God. You might as well just cut a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Spread it with some cheese and eat that.
Yeah, it's mystifying. Why would anybody eat a bagel twice?
Exactly. And them air fryers, mate. I remember... I just give mine away. I put chips in mine.
Yeah. That's the only reason I bought it, because I was convinced by people that it was the best way to make chips. It's pretty much the worst thing it does. They come out terrible.
Yeah, people are saying to me, you can cook a whole roast in it. I put the chips in it.
Mm.
Pulled them out after the time it took, it ate it.
Yeah.
Half of the chips was still not cooked. And the other half were cute. Honest to God, mate. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? And I read the instructions.
Oh,
half of them were still white and the others were brown.
Yeah.
But I've got to agree with you, mate, on them bagels. You bite into them and it's like you're chewing it. You're chewing the same piece for about half an hour.
Yeah, it's absolutely awful. But it's not as bad as pretzels, because at least you can put something on a bagel to disguise it.
Yeah. But I don't even like pretzels, mate. They're not for me either.
No, they're not for me. It's just dough. Yeah. It's just because it's fashioned into an entertaining shape doesn't mean to say it tastes any better.
Exactly. With these... originated from America, these bagels.
Probably, yeah. I expect that it's Donald Trump's fault.
Oh, I wish.
Why can't that man just leave us alone?
Exactly, mate. Like, everything, we're being influenced by America now, aren't we? Everything's America. Even people are using American words now.
Like what?
You know, like, the kid's mum said to me the other day, oh, what did she call me? She called me something.
What were you doing at the time to make her call you that?
I angered her, and she, what did she say to me? It was an American word, and I said to her, don't you ever say that word again. You're English.
Yeah.
You're not American.
Right.
Not using American words. Oh, my God. But I don't know what she said, but, like, wow. But using American words, mate.
Yeah, hurt you deeply. Yeah, I mean, I could come up with about a dozen insults to level at you right now, none of which were American, Patrick.
You know, exactly. If you're going to insult me and scold me...
Yeah, do it in English.
English words.
Exactly, yeah. Well, we are on the same page. All right, good talking to you, Patrick. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. There you are, you see. Laura in Wiltshire says, Trump needs to be told that he started this war. He's now dragging others into it because he can't finish what he started, so he can defend the Strait of Hormuz on his own. What a complete brain-dead, unhinged moron, says Laura. Wow. Well, you are definitely on a list, Laura. I wouldn't even consider going to, anywhere. I would take the SIM out of your phone and leave your home immediately. Don't pack anything, just get out of the house. You're in great danger. Chris in Warwickshire says, Evening, Nick. I received at least 2 begging emails a week from Donald Trump. Tonight I have one from Senators Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz asking me to ensure I register and make a donation. I have to do it in the next 25 minutes. Hurry now to avoid disappointment. Otherwise, they won't accept your money. God, these people are incredible. Actually calling people up and asking for money. I mean, how much money do these people need? All of it, I think, is the answer to that question. All of it. Slough, hello, Hugh.
Hi, Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm in Gdansk at the moment with my partner, and I had a question for you.
Yeah.
One of these questions that isn't meant to end in an argument, but actually does. We asked one another while we were having a few drinks, if you were going to have a dream festival, music festival, which 6 acts would you choose? And I thought someone who loves their music might have a good answer is Nick, so we decided to give you a call. What do you think?
It depends. Can I choose the year in which those people...
Well, you can have anyone, any act, living, past, whatever.
But can I choose the year in which they perform? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like, at their peak, yeah.
Right,
absolutely.
At their peak, right, okay. Joe Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, and we thought you'd go for that.
And I'm going to go for the... thing about Pink Floyd, they had that box set that just came out with Wish You Were Here. And there was a concert in there... there was, I think it was an LA concert, quite a famous one, that Stephen Wilson rejigged. And the thing that was astonishing to me is they came on and they played music that the crowd didn't know, with a promise that after, we'll go away, take a break, and then after that we'll come and play stuff that you do know, which was the recently released Dark Side of the Moon at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the music that they played in the first half was all of Wish You Were Here and all of Animals. So they had Animals before they'd even recorded Wish You Were Here.
Mm.
Well, you don't sound stunned. I couldn't believe it. So I'm saying Joe Walsh, Pink Floyd, the sensational Alex Harvey Band, The Who, 1976 at Glasgow Celtic Park. Sensational Alex Harvey Band will be Edinburgh, 1976. Pink Floyd, I'm going to say... I'd see the original Wall again. Joe Walsh, it'd have to be just after he released You Can't Argue With a Sick Mind, that live album. Absolutely marvellous. So that leaves me one left. Hmm. Oh, Ian Dury, 1978.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic, appreciate that.
And that is the correct answer. All right. Thanks a lot, you. Ta-da. Let's see now. How many of these messages have I got? I want to talk about food a little bit more. Because, you know, I like food. Speaking of which, Tessa in Cardiff says, could you eat six custard slices, one after the other? My dad did, as an adolescent. They were meant for the whole family. And he's still going strong at the age of 87. Makes you wonder, said Tessa. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Maria in Barking says, if a cat is 12, it is 64 in human years. My cat Grace passed away a few years ago, aged 20. Wow. That was an old cat. Still isn't really long enough for a pet, though, is it? 20. Shame about that. They should do something about that. You'd think that they, you know, with all the technology and all, they would have been able to fashion a pet that lasts a bit longer. And a magnolia tree that doesn't drop all of its flowers after about 3 days, by the way. Very upset about that. Magnolia trees burst out like spring, and then we had that storm, and they're all disappeared again now. Oh, well, never mind. It's always next year. James says, the word is the Strait of Hormuz will be renamed the Strait of America. I bet that has crossed his mind. And if it hasn't, then thanks a lot, James. Sarah says, it's my 64th birthday in a bit, and in under an hour, like today, in fact, because this probably came in yesterday. Your 64th birthday. She says, it's my 64th birthday, and currently I am trying to cancel one overpriced car insurance to change it to another slightly less overpriced policy. I can't because the blooming site is down. Kel Surprise rolls eyes, says Sarah. And Laura says, Trump has already had a solid gold toilet built at the US Embassy near Oman in anticipation of his visit and straight flush. That's kind of a listener with material, but not really. Speaking of which, food. Supermarket shelves are set to empty. Fruit and veg growers have warned as they face needing to halt production due to a rise in costs sparked by the war in Iran. But that's okay. We don't really like food. Global fuel prices skyrocketed after the conflict effectively shut down the Bent of Hormuz, the narrow waterway through which about 20 million barrels of oil normally pass each day, which is about a fifth of all the oil that the world chews through on a daily basis. It's almost like it wasn't such a great idea to start a war with no plan, no strategy, no idea and no clue as to how to stop it once it had got started. It's almost as though Donald Trump is not a smart person. Or a nice person.
Donald Trump is not a nice person.
Or a smart person. Rising energy prices and transport costs may force British farmers to end the planting season early, which could see UK supermarket shelves empty of fresh produce. Everyone grab a trolley and head for the toilet roll aisle, because you never know when they might run out. It's what people freak out about running out the most. If growers can't afford to turn their boilers on, their glass houses cannot be heated, meaning crops will stop growing and yields will reduce. And there's a problem with fertilizer, which we need to grow stuff, and which has seen prices rocket and availability plummet. And it's not just that. It's the rise in transportation costs and input costs and supply chain disruption and the heating the glasshouses bit. Did I mention heating the glasshouses? And you know what grows in glasshouses? Well, tomatoes and chilies and onions. And you might think, well, I can do without them. And you know what needs fertilizer? Wheat. And you know what wheat, tomatoes, chilies and onions make? Pizza! We're going to run out of pizza!
Oh, no!
So thanks a lot, Donald Trump. You ruined dinner. And also we would stop talking about you-know-who. And it didn't even work.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
still talking about Jeffrey Epstein, yeah. Now, if you missed any of this super show, then you should be aware that the Friday and Saturday night shows get stuck up the internet as a podcast almost the moment they are over. They're exclusive to Global Player and the new LBC app. And the thing to ask for is Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast. Now, the idea is we take the news and most of the ads out, mostly, which means it takes less time to listen to, which will give you more time to make sure that you get in some tomatoes, chilies, onions and wheat, because we can't do without pizza. I don't know what it is about pizza, but that combination is kind of a bit like drugs. Can't do without it. I'll be back with my abnormal normal show this evening at 10 o'clock. If you stick around, James Hansen will be here at 4. But first, here's Clive Ball.
Nick, thank you. Coming up after the news at 1, Donald Trump is calling on the UK and other nations around the world to help secure the Strait of Hormuz and ease the passage of oil tankers and other shipping. How should the UK respond to Trump's call? Should we be sending warships? Also, with a growing energy crisis in mind, Energy Secretary Ed Miliband has vowed to go further and faster to secure Britain's energy supplies, having just announced a package of measures, including approving the sale of plug-in solar panels that you can buy in the supermarket. Is that what we need? That and much more coming up after the news at 1, which is next on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. President Trump is claiming the new supreme leader of Iran could actually be dead. He's made the comments about Mojtaba Khamenei while giving an interview in the US, saying, "I'm hearing he's not alive." Donald Trump has also announced he's not ready to make a deal to end the war with Tehran because the terms aren't good enough. The former commander of the UK Joint Forces Command, General Sir Richard Barons, has been telling LBC the US now has a choice.
They could declare victory today. They could say that we have removed the credible prospect of an Iranian nuclear weapon for the foreseeable future, and we have removed Iran's ability to seriously damage the region, although they're still flying some missiles and some drones. Yeah. But or are they going to double down, which means an enormous military operation on the Strait of Hormuz, and then this consideration of raiding or occupying bits of Iran?
It's believed Britain is thinking about deploying mine-hunting drones to the Gulf. It's thought they could be used to break Iran's stranglehold over the Strait of Hormuz shipping route. Donald Trump has been calling for Allied warships to protect oil tankers in the region. But speaking to MS Now, the Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the strait was actually open.
It is only closed to the tankers and ships belonging to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies. Others are free to pass.
Australia's Prime Minister has announced troops will be deployed to help communities hit by flooding in the north of the country. Anthony Albanese has been reacting to the situation in the town of Katherine, about 160 miles south of Darwin. It's believed the financiers behind Thames Water have offered the troubled company a cash injection of more than £3 billion. Britain's biggest water supplier is facing collapse and is nearly £20 billion in debt. And in sport this morning, Manchester City slipped up in the Premier League title race on Saturday evening following a 1-1 draw at West Ham. They're now 9 points behind Arsenal with the game in hand. That's after the leaders beat Everton 2-0 earlier in the day. LBC weather, clear skies will develop before more rain pushes in from the west overnight. There'll be hill snow in parts of Scotland and it'll be particularly